Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the whip that take me, I'm a bad girl. Dre wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the whip that take me, Dre wanna play all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a beat, 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 company. You in the company. You in the company.
So what then? It is all cunt bitches have nine lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this.
A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussycat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up, cause you don't got time. Go off, cause it's a showdown. A pussy showdown. Pussy, a pussy showdown. I am the sushi, I am the fish. Give me back my tilapia, bitch. It's a countdown to the showdown. Now it's time for you to show out. Bitch, you ready? Now let's count down.
rocking brand new white Tim's. I ain't even gonna mess with him. I love him, I hate him. I just wanna be with him. Fuck the boy he chillin' like with him. Fuck the girl he chillin' with. She got some big dick. The dick got a bigger dick. But I'm the shit, I'm the bitch. You can't help it once this. Stop the spin, keep flipping. I'm the shit, I'm the shit. I'm the shit, I'm the shit. I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faces. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen and drags, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grands include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a Butch Queen European runway. $200 for Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Drag's Realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for Butch Queen Sex Siren and $100 for Female Figure Runway. That's the V for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th. The V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Thing. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250, female figure face for $250, butch queen in drag versus femme queen realness for $250, butch queen European runway for $250, butch queen all-American runway for $250, butch queen sex siren for $250, and butch queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m. LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, 150 before June 6th, 200 after. Seat 10 with refreshments and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
Good afternoon or good evening. I know afternoon. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. And how's everybody doing? Tonight is the last show of the season, and then we are taking a summer break. How's everyone doing this evening? We're not going to be wasting a lot of time with a whole bunch of drama or anything like that, so I'm going to get right into it. Tonight, we will be talking about a little bit of the stuff that has wrapped up into a major recap when it comes to this ball scene and this lifestyle that we choose to live. I'm titling tonight's episode, The Finale, where we will be talking about all the nasty, bitter, angry, jealous, hateful, dirty, miserable queens that have corrupted our scene. That's right. This is the last show, and it's pretty much I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm calling it. I really don't care anymore. We have done the State of Emergency show now for a full season, and this is season two. And with each episode that we do, we talk about so many different things when it comes to what is going on and what needs help. But when you boil it all down and you wipe away all the bullshit, those words, it is what it all boils down to. There are so many nasty people out there, bitter people, angry people. This is why the scene is so corrupt, why balls are getting shut down, why balls are all fucked up because of promoters and all the attacks and all the jealousy and hateful things that people are doing to each other. Yet we call them our brothers and our sisters. All the dirty things that people are doing out there to themselves, to each other. And why? Because they're just so miserable. And that's what it boils down to. There's a lot of greed out there. I couldn't even fit everything on there. There's a lot of greed. There's a lot of sick. It's just a lot. And tonight we are going to go boil down, deep down in it. Now, I know a lot of people ain't going to say no names. That's just how everybody is. But like Kelly said last night, and I give it to her, sometimes you don't have to say a name. Just your comments alone will allow a person to know exactly who you're talking about. So tonight, feel free to call in and express how you feel, with it being the last show of the season. Don't take all that anger and all that stuff that you have built up in you into the summer. Enjoy yourself. And get rid of it now. If you want to call people's names out, call them out. Maybe if you remind them or let them know who they are, maybe they'll think about it all summer and change. You never know. On that note, let me bring on my co-host, my panelist, and the order that they've called in. Mark, you're on the air. Mark?
Hey, Jasmine, what's going on?
Hi, Mark, how are you?
I'm good, how you doing?
Wow, you remind
me
of a
trick question. That was a trick question.
All right, I heard it's really hot up there.
Ugh, it feels good, though. I mean, it's probably about 69, 70 right now up here. So, I mean, it feels pretty nice outside.
Oh, that's cool. It's hot down here, I know that.
It seems like it's always hot down there.
Yeah, we're not always, but we have our moments. Naima, you're on the air.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Mark. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Naima. What's up?
Child, getting to my meltdown point, honey, over here. But other than that, though, I'm in LA. Just hanging in there, honey. But other than that, though, how's everybody's day?
Everything is good.
Yeah, I had a day off, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, okay.
Let me go to J-Rock. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Mr. Energy.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Hey, J-Rock. Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I'm doing just fine. I'm, you know, locking up the office and everything. Just got to doing my little blog video. It's uploading, coming very soon. Yeah, I'm having a great time. A little sore from PT and everything, but I'm blessed. How are you guys?
Lord, when I say bipolar, yeah. Can we say bipolar?
Hey, Jazz, how are you? And Jazz, how are you doing today? I just really to make sure I say hello to you. I want to make sure that there is no hard feelings, that everything is going good in your world, let you know how I love you, all that. Because I don't need
another picture. Right. I know that's fair, but don't ever knock at my door again. Ever. when I tell you that motherfucker came sending me that message, honey. He caught me at the right time, baby. I reached in my purse, took out that bag, and snapped a picture really quickly. Don't fuck with me.
I swear for God, when I seen that picture, Jazz, I swear for God, my roommate came in there and he was like, "What happened? What's going on? What, you can't breathe?" Or not? I mean, I was crying in tears because when you asked me, you said, it was kind of like you said, "What?" or "Huh?" Before I
did.
Can finish typing
like,
So then before I could finish typing that message and that picture came over, you got to realize I'm an expert in small arms. There is no way in the world you could have did all that, written it, uploaded all that stuff that quick. I was like, baby Jasmine is ready.
Yeah, very ready. Very, very ready. 347-569. I'm not sure who it is. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi,
Brian,
how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Blessing, highly favored. Just when I saw your topic today. Hi, everybody on the panel. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Brian,
how are you?
I didn't know this was the finale, but I want to address something there's no one on this show. But we're
not going to get into that right now. We're not going to get into that right now. I'm going to put you back on hold, Brian. But
okay.
Let me get to all the other panelists, and then I will come to you when we can start the topic. But let me get to everybody else, okay? 347-492, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Chauncey. You know what? That's who I was looking for because I don't remember your number by heart, but I knew you were there somewhere. How are you, Sean?
I'm
hey, Jason.
Good.
Hey, oh, I'm Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, J-Rock. Hey, Mark. Hey, Miss Naima girl.
Oh, Lord.
And since you called for her, here she goes. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Wait, hold up.
I need you to change that voice, honey.
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Jason, what the fuck?
Nothing. I was just woke up. I don't know what the fuck happened. I was watching something. I was watching something. And next thing I remember is Mark waking me up saying, "Is you coming on the show?"
ain't it funny how no matter how gay you are or whatever, when you wake up, that man comes out?
And things rise in the morning. And thing rise in the morning too, so you know.
So J Rock, to answer your question, as long as my dick still gets hard, I know I'm a man.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my God! No, that nasty, dirty shit. We don't do all that.
Oh my God! Somebody changed the channel.
Yes, please.
Who else? Anyway, hey Jasmine, how are you, brother? Hey Naima, hey my twin sister Sean, how you doing, girl?
I'm good, Jason. What's up, baby?
It's a bipolar night.
Hey, honey, and you're the first one on the list.
So how's everybody doing?
I'm excited. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Tomorrow you bring your baby.
Yay.
There'll be a new addition to the Bridge family.
Okay. Dog Bridge.
Well, Jason, can I watch your baby, Jason?
Fuck no.
I treat animals good.
Fuck no, you didn't even get to finish that story. And the mere fact that you told me your dog fell
in the bayou?
Fell in.
I haven't seen him in 3 weeks. I don't know what happened.
Oh, my
God.
You haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
My dog, Chancellor, he went over into the bayou, and I kept calling him to get out of the bayou, and I kept saying, come on, go, because it's the way. Oh, shit.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauty's been gone.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
Welcome to the show, the official birthday girl herself, my lovely sister Kelly Mizrahi. Happy birthday, sister.
Thank you.
I love you and God bless you, and I pray that you have a wonderful day, weekend, everything, and may this year be as blessed as
thank
all
you.
And even better. I love you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you, Corey. I'm at Joe's Crab Shack, and my cell phone is going crazy right now.
Everybody say happy birthday, Kelly.
And my cell phone is going crazy. Hold on, you're open, you have a line. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday,
thank you.
Girl.
When I tell you my cell phones are going crazy, bitch. All four of my phones are ringing. I'm on the radio. It's just crazy.
It's your night. You're supposed to be all happy. We're supposed to be all about you.
Yes, honey. I thank everybody. Thank you, everybody, honey, for wishing me a happy birthday.
I got this in my inbox really quickly. I'm supposed to play it for you, so just take a few seconds to listen to it. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. Belly, big belly, early folk belly. Happy birthday. Birthday to you.
Your big baby
birthday to you. Your big baby happy birthday to Kelly. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Unfortunately, Miss London is tied up with the filming of her movie tonight, so she will not be able to air with us, but she did ask us to play that for you.
Tell her I said thank you, baby. Thank you to everybody. When I tell you, I'm just gagging, like all my phones and everything is going off right now. I mean, you know. I'm out with my daughter and Ari. We out at Jill's Crab Shack having something to eat. And that's it. We just chilling, honey. I'm happy to be alive for another year, honey. How y'all doing?
I know, that's right,
yeah.
Honey.
Okay. Yes.
We have a caller. They might be wishing you a happy birthday. If you guys want to call in and press 1 and wish Kelly a happy birthday, please feel free to do so. 347-36-376, you're on the air. 347-376. Oh, okay. Anybody else want to call in and press 1 to wish Kelly a happy birthday? Bishop, you're on the air. You've been doing it for the past 2 nights. and you were confused if you were going to call in tonight, but you pressed one really quickly. Hi, Bishop.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly, happy birthday once again. I'm not going to sing. London has a beautiful voice. Oh, my gosh. She has a beautiful voice.
Oh, my
voice.
God.
that was actually a key for me. I was like, wow. If that was her playing the piano, she can play the piano, too.
I don't know what she was saying.
Kelly, happy birthday, love. Many, many, many more. Keep on being fierce, baby. Keep on being sexy, soft, and cunt, baby, all day, baby. And you just nothing but much love from me. Honestly, you've been a very, very, actually a very inspirational person. I mean, you actually got me, you know, calmed down on the show. And it actually just told me to just listen sometimes. And I actually been trying to do that. So, you know, I definitely want to wish you the best in your birthday tonight, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop. 646-215, you're on the air.
Yo, this is Mother Red. I just wanted to say happy birthday, Kelly. I love
you. Thank
you,
Red. Oh, my God. Thank you, Red. And I love the picture. Thank you so much.
I wish I could be with you because I went and did some stuff today. But next week, if you get a chance, we'll go to lunch and I can give you a present and we can have some Moscato and have a good old time.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We definitely gonna do lunch next week. I'm gonna text you.
Well, you have a good time, honey. I love you dearly. And be
Thank
safe
you.
Out there. And
I definitely
enjoy
am.
Yourself. You deserve it. You worked hard and you deserve it.
Thank you.
I love you dearly. Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Good night. Good night. Thank you, Red. 347-376, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Jasmine, you didn't even give me a chance. This is Monique.
Monique, you wasn't saying that.
I'm sad. I'm trying to wake on down sometimes. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you. Y'all gonna make me cry.
Girl, happy birthday. I don't call this show, but, you know, I listen. I'm calling and say happy birthday. I don't feel good. I'm sick. I'm got through. Happy birthday. I think I'm on the wall. Happy birthday, Bestie. Anymore. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you, Monique.
I love you, Jasmine.
Yeah. I love you, too, darling. Anybody else want to press one, please call in.
Yes, anybody else that want to call in and press one, please press one, honey. Because we about to pay this bill, honey, and I'm about to get back on the highway, honey. And I ain't going to be able to be on my phone, honey, while I'm driving, honey.
So, Kelly, what are you doing for the day?
Yes, I told y'all to do that. Kelly, I told y'all not to do this.
We got another call. It's 718-827. You're on the air.
I'm there. I know.
Hello?
No. Yeah.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
Hey, yes,
what's up,
ahead.
Jasmine? Happy birthday, Kel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm on my radio show.
Yeah. She got a lot going on, honey.
Girl. Did she even hear me?
Who is that? Who's this, honey?
It's Keena.
Okay. Hey.
Hey,
what's up? Happy birthday, girls.
Thank you.
That's what's up. Enjoy your weekend. I see you Monday.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
Oh,
thank you,
Sakina.
Don't forget this Monday in New York City at Vogue Night, at Escalators at Vogue Night, will be Kelly's little birthday bash. So if you guys are in New York or you want to travel to New York, please support Kelly this weekend, this Monday at Vogue Night for her birthday bash. Kelly, what is the grand prize again? Realness for $500?
No, it's they got Fem Queen Realness for $100.
Big girls versus big boys, performance for $100. Vogue Femme, all the categories. It's a bunch of categories. Vogue Femme, I think it's Femme Queen performance. It's a lot of different categories. And everything is about it's over $700 in cash given out on Monday.
So don't forget, this Monday at Vogue Night will be Kelly's birthday bash, so make sure you please go and attend, especially if you're in the tri-state area or if you're, like, in Virginia or D.C. or Maryland or whatever. Get Philly. Go support Kelly.
Oh, my God. This is going to kill me, honey.
What?
Bitch. Because, you know, I'm the type of person, when people say happy birthday to people, and then at the end of the night, everybody just put up a general post. I like to individually say thank you to everybody one by one, honey. And I got four Facebook pages, so baby, I'll be doing this for the next couple of days.
So, Mark, Naima, J-Rock, Brian, you're on the air. Sean, Jason, y'all want to say anything special to Kelly or anything like that?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, happy birthday, Kelly.
Hey. I just want to say, go ahead, Brian.
I said, this bitch ain't still ain't came and got her gift, and now I gotta get her a birthday gift. That's two.
Okay. I be all over the place. I be moving and shaking. I'm so sorry. But if you come in, I'm gonna get to this.
No, I'll be in LA.
What you call it? If you gonna be in LA?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should came out on Monday, honey.
I won't be back till Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I'm working.
We're talking about L.A. Michi, you're on the air.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, so Bishop, where's Bishop at? I need Bishop's rendition. It's a battle. It's a battle. Where's Bishop? I need Bishop's rendition of Happy Birthday, honey. It's a battle.
Oh, no.
Everybody.
Bishop, you're on the air.
Oh, shit. One more time. Oh, happy Lord. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. Happy birthday to you.
All right, I can't.
Yes, thank you, Bishop. Thank you for the happy birthday.
All right, Bishop, you did that thing, honey.
Ooh. Now, Misha, you want to go for it, the real deal, Misha?
I was the one that was just harmonizing his note to him.
That's you were harmonizing his note.
Hello.
Yes, honey, it's my birthday. I'm about to go back to the city, and I'm about to get white girl wasted. Bitch, I'm going to the city, honey, and I'm getting white girl wasted.
Damn.
Honey, I'm about to go get trashed, okay? Bitch, when I wake up, bitch, it's going to be Friday.
And how you doing?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. She's going out to be to the city to be a top.
Are we still
going?
Oh my God. My voice up.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
honey.
Excuse me, Kelly.
Naima, give me one. Give me one, Naima.
Give me one what?
Grand Prize Bishop.
Oh, bitch, please.
Y'all need to have a vote. Marshall Grand Prize, Bishop Meachie, or London?
London.
Oh. I didn't even hear her sing.
I didn't either.
Didn't hear who sing, Michi?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, let me get mine in then, since y'all want to sell out. Let me do a remix mine. Can I freestyle mine?
What, is that real like in your pocket?
Who said uh-uh?
Come on,
let me get it out.
Happy birthday to you today. Today is your day. Enjoy the day with your friends and family, and smile and say, I live to see one more day and a brand new year. Oh yes, and I'm grateful to the Lord, and I'm singing this for you. Oh Kelly, we love you. Kelly, we wish you a happy birthday to you. Oh Kelly, we love you. Kelly, we wish you a happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Oh, I know that's
thank
right,
you.
Michi.
Okay. Now give me one.
Oh, all right, Michi. That was cute.
That was freestyle right off the top of my head.
Ooh,
now, Bishop, that's what real singing is about.
Michi, you gonna say that, Michi?
You remind me of Kimberell at Whitney's funeral.
But J-Rock, you got a voice over there too. Why don't you sing Happy Birthday?
Oh no, my voice is done from the baseball game. I'll sing it for you, Kim.
Oh come on now, I'm sitting here with a head cold and allergies. Don't you do it?
I'm gonna sing it.
I'll sing for you, Kelly. Kelly, I don't sing happy birthday for everybody. I'll sing happy birthday for you. Let me see. Okay.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Dear Kelly, happy birthday to you.
I know that. Right, J-Rock.
We about to start a change of chop choir, honey.
Okay. Mark, you got a voice over there. You want to say happy birthday, Mark? Naima,
uh-huh,
uh-huh. You got Naima.
Excuse me?
Let me hear what you got, Naima. Can you blow?
Oh, no,
well,
I know
sure
I can.
Can.
I
blow. She can blow.
She definitely can.
She can blow.
She sure
yeah,
can.
She can blow.
Not too much, because you're not, you don't belong on this panel tonight. Don't give me
ooh,
too much tonight, Sean.
Wait.
Who are you talking about, Emma?
She talking about me. How you gonna say I don't belong on this panel, honey? You don't.
Oh
you
no.
Don't, girl, you don't. Oh. You shouldn't even have a show, honey. How about that?
Oh my god. Sean, I don't know who you are, but I live for your attitude. It's real nasty and sharp.
Yeah.
Jason, you want to sing happy birthday?
I don't do no singing.
Hi, mother.
Oh, you don't do no singing? You're an actor?
No. I do.
Yeah, he's an actor.
I'll
he's
I'll
son
the
an actor.
And I put it on her Facebook page.
With the Wayans.
All right, well, if anybody out there wants to call in and press 1 to tell you happy birthday, please feel free to do so. If you want to call in and vote, and give who gave their best birthday performance for Kelly, J-Rock, Meachie, Bishop, or London, please call in and press 1.
Jasmine Bishop posted in the room that it was going to be a girlfriend's panel. So can we finish giving out? Can we finish giving out votes on who sang Happy Birthday the best? Since Bishop thinks it's a girlfriend's panel.
But we didn't even take a vote yet, Bishop. So how is it a girlfriend panel? Mark, give me one. Who do you want?
It ain't no girlfriend panel. It's a talent panel.
All right. Give me one.
What'd you say? Adam.
Give me one. London, J Rock, or Bishop.
Be for real. Be for real.
I'm going to have to go with London.
All right, what London won. Naima.
I would say J Rock.
J Rock won. Brian.
J-Rock.
Sean.
To be honest with you, I would say Bishop.
Bishop won.
Jason. Oh, y'all are trying. And it is no fucking shame. Y'all are trying. What are we judging on? Popularity, sensitivity, or truth?
Security, can we, somebody please escort Misi out the building? Thank you.
No,
I am not giving,
Jason,
I am not giving my
one.
It's a chop for all of them bitches.
Oh, shit.
I know the hell you're a chop for me, mother.
Okay, well, if I have to pick one, all I heard Bishop was doing was shibbity bop the bop. I didn't hear him sing Happy Birthday. So
thank
he
you.
Had, so if I had to go with him singing, okay. Well, based on the Happy Birthday that Bishop sang to me, I'm going to give my vote to Bishop.
Oh, it's not what he comes to
shit,
give.
Shit on the panel.
Oh my God.
Well then, okay, fine. Well then, okay. Well then, if fine, then I gotta give my vote to J-Rock.
J-Rock 3, Kelly.
Thank
anyone.
You, Facebook fans.
Baby, I'm gonna since it's my birthday, honey, I'm gonna split my vote up, honey, and I'm gonna give my vote to Bishop in London and BG.
Ooh, not J Rock.
What'd you say?
You know,
and J Rock too, honey, I'm splitting my vote up between everybody.
All right, honey, the votes are all over the place. 347-735. Give me your vote.
347-735.
Hello?
Hello?
What vote y'all come with? Oh, my God. Really?
RC, give us your motherfucking vote for the birthday song.
The what? The birthday song? What birthday song for what? For who?
Oh, you missed it. Okay, next caller. Thank you for calling in. We'll put you back on hold.
215-327, you're on the air.
London.
London.
They don't know
all
no
right,
fucking
Paul,
talent.
Thank you so much.
This is that American Idol shit.
Wow. So
I don't sat here and freestyle. I have sat here and freestyled a birthday song in perfect pitch, on key, and did not lose my note. And y'all sat here and left these. Well, I'm not going to read my brother. I love my J-Rock. But now that motherfucking Bishop, oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
can we get some people on the air really to give their vote, honey, because I'm not carrying
it. Okay.
Grandma,
okay.
Grandma show, honey.
Grandpa is going to J-Rock.
I'm about to clear the panel, honey. I'm about to clear the panel. I need to be careful.
Yes, honey, clear that panel. It's real crafty.
Ain't no shade on the panel. So far, J-Rock is winning.
I ain't learned nothing.
This is not American Idol shit, Jasmine.
Grand prize, J-Rock. Grand prize goes to J-Rock.
So this is that American Idol shit with Clay Aiken was.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a tie between J-Rock and London. We need to break the tie.
Well, you know what, bitch, I'm looking in the room. Bishop voted for London his damn self.
Oh. Dollar sale.
It's like, really, Bishop, you wouldn't vote for yourself, girl.
How you eliminate yourself?
All right, let's do this show, honey. Kelly, what are you doing?
At the gas station getting some gas.
And trying to figure out how the fuck y'all let this election go down like this.
I know that was Trayvon, honey. Trayvon was. How'd Trayvon get a 347 number?
He got that Google voice. He got that Google voice, probably.
Yes.
That wasn't Trayvon.
Yes, that was.
It sounded like Trayvon.
It sounded like him. Mm-hmm.
No, that wasn't Trayvon. I know who it was.
Me too, man. They saying yes, it was, honey. Misha, you sound like you know exactly who Trayvon is, honey.
Don't you worry about that here. We just get this American Idol panel to motherfucking together. Fucking Nicki Minaj votes and shit.
Well, Misha, I can't give you my vote. You my child.
Well, I mean, y'all would have voted for me had Bishop not been a motherfucking baby and said it's going to be a girlfriend panel. Y'all motherfuckers know damn motherfucking well. I don't shoot any doop 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 all around that faggot. Come on now.
Yeah, I feel
somebody help me.
Now, y'all fucking
yeah, okay,
try.
Honey.
She ain't
all
got
right.
No YouTube
well,
clip. She ain't never been invited nowhere.
Ooh.
I'm internationally.
Oh, honey. All right, Mitch, we're gonna have to put you to the side, Mitch. You over there being violent on the floor.
No, I'm fine now. I can sit on the panel. I'm fine. Okay. Go on with the ball. I'm fine.
Jasmine, no shade. I feel approached. I think we need security because I feel approached. I'm not gonna be able to. That's my child, and I love him dearly. But I feel approached. I'm not gonna be able to sit on this panel.
Go on
security.
With the ball. I'm fine, mother. I'm fine. Go on with the ball. Go on, Jack. Come get this motherfucking mic. We ready? We ready?
All right.
All right, talking about welcome to the State of Emergency show. Well, tonight we are just going to talk about a whole bunch of shit.
Hello. Including Shady Panel.
Kelly's on her way. Kelly's still with us tonight, so if you guys want to press one and wish her a happy birthday, please feel free to call in. She will be listening on her way home or on her way to go get White Girl fucked up. So, you know, tune in. And don't forget to go to Vogue Night this upcoming Monday. But I want to talk about a couple of things really quickly. Let me go to another caller, and then we're going to get into tonight's topic. 347-735, you're on the air.
All right. I got back on topic now. I was reading stuff on Facebook. But the whole scenario is that y'all talking about how people is nasty and how people is, you know, or not, whatever. But... You know, you got everybody out there that's taking, you know, sexual preference or whatnot. But you know, when you're under the influence of things, you tend to do stuff.
Hi, caller. Who is this? What's your name, caller?
My name is unknown.
Your name is unknown.
Well, can you sit your unknown ass down? Because that ain't even what the topic was.
RC. That's not the topic.
Well, wait a minute.
RC. That's not the topic. No, that's not Trayvon.
What was the topic, though?
Oh, my God, we have another Trayvon.
But that was actually in New York by Kelly.
He on that new Trayvon.
Trayvon.
Oh, my God.
He on that new Trayvon shit. Oh, my God.
What happened?
So y'all talking about the people. Y'all talking about people
Carla, we're going to put you right there, and then you can understand what we're talking about in a second.
Okay.
Who was talking about nasty shit?
Whoopi Goldberg voice, Trayvon, you in danger, girl.
One thing I will say about these shows is they have definitely brought people out of the woodwork. There have been many characters that have been brought to the light when it comes to these radio shows. I mean, seriously, it's a key.
Another one.
I want to talk about, you know, I want to talk about a lot of stuff. On a serious note, let's be serious for a minute. I want to talk about the State of Emergency show in general and a lot of the things that we have talked about all year long. When it comes to different things that we're facing in our community, within our ballrooms, and within ourselves as individuals. And many of the things that, you know, has always come to light are a lot of the terms that I used tonight in my promo. Why is it that way? And, you know, I mean, we've said it numerous times. Is there a solution? What can be done? Not personally, I don't think anything could be done because it just all has to do with the individual themselves. But there is just really so much that is happening with people in general that it's really a sad, sad world that we live in. There's so many people that are just so nasty and bitter, you know, towards each other, towards themselves. Mm-hmm. There's so much anger and jealousy and so many people that are hateful. They're, you know, just, they do some of the most dirtiest things. And they're just, you know, there's a lot of people that are dirty as well. They just don't take care of themselves. You know, there's just so much misery and miserable people out there. And I think that, personally, those are the blame for everything that we see. All the attacks on Facebook, all the attacks towards each other, all the violence, all the fucked up falls, all the people trying to cut people off, all the stuff that's happening, people using people attacking people, the greed, you know, greed should have definitely been in there. There's a lot of greed. People will throw their own mother, their own children underneath the bus to try to stand on top. You know, there's just so much stuff that's happening. Earlier today, there was a lot of talk about what's happened with this light fall that, you know, that just took place this weekend, and how certain people only invited certain people, and how the people went over there, but they didn't get no type of money for it, and, you know, they didn't get paid for it, but it was an all-expense-paid trip. And is that good? You know, would you take advantage of an all-expense-paid trip to be a part of this? Do you guys think that that's a good idea, or it's a good thing, or do you feel that, you know, those people were used? You know, we all have our personal opinions on it, but, you know, what do you guys feel? Is it, you know, was it good exposure, or was they being used? You know, was, you know, that, you know, society using them, you know, for this project? I heard the project, you know, raised over $25 million, but, you know, no one was compensated. Or maybe certain individuals were compensated. You know, is it, you know, to hate on it? You know, why are people talking about it? Is it a hateful thing to talk about? Well, you know, were people jealous that they didn't get a chance to go, so that's why it was brought up? Or was it, you know, was it just something that was good for those people? That bottom line is, child, I went, I enjoyed myself. Why is anybody else worried about what happened? You know, so these are some of the things that we talk about. Like, when people try to do good things, or they're doing good things within themselves, why do so many people have something to say about it? Or the people that are using other individuals, why is no one saying anything about them? Or the people that are playing the girlfriend role and only inviting certain individuals, and everybody is supposed to sit back and be stupid because no one's going to kiss their ass. There are so many things that are happening. How do you handle it? Mark, I already know what you're going to say. You don't care. It doesn't matter. You have nothing to do with you. You just go to work, you have fun in your life, and it's never going to change. That's just the way the ballroom scene is. And you've been saying that all year. And in all honesty, I agree. What can be done? There's really nothing you can do. I think that a lot of people just need to focus on themselves, and that's the only thing you can focus on. Naima, within the past year, you have grown to even have your own show, and you're doing so much more. You have your own group. You have your own show. A lot of people may not believe in what you say, but I think what you say is very important. You know, so a lot of people may not agree with it, or they have so many comments towards it, but that's what you believe in, and I support it because you support it. That's something that you believe in. Who should really have something to say about it? You know, with J-Rock, you have shared with us so many things about yourself and the military. So many people have so many things to say. You know, so many people are bitter towards it. So many people have so much negative to say about it. And then you have people who look up to you. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. But what is the opinions of you guys when it comes to everything overall that you have seen and witnessed within the past year? And I'm just going to start with everyone at the top, working your way down to the bottom, my way down to the bottom. Mark, what do you feel about the past year? Just in a few words, what's your opinion about it?
The past year, as far as what, just period or just ballroom?
Everything that you've been involved with the shows, with the ballroom, with the community, with the lifestyle, with the Facebook group, and all the rest of the stuff. What is just your overall opinion on it?
I mean, you know, overall, I mean, I think the past year has been okay. You know, I'm, you know, definitely, you know, lost some good people in the past year, which is definitely never, you know, a good feeling. But, you know, I think everything has pretty much been everything. I think in the past year, a lot of, as far as ballroom, a lot of fights have seemed to calm down. There's not as many fights as it usually is. I mean, of course, there's some, but it's not as many. You know, as far as life is concerned, you know, working and, you know, trying to get back in school to do the master's thing. So it's just like, you know, that's okay. And everything else is just fine. You know, the ballroom groups, you know, I pretty much, you know, kind of just started going back into, I stayed out of because of all avatars and, you know, all the negative stuff. But, I mean, there's some stuff in there that I, you know, don't touch or say or whatever the case may be. That, like I said, it's whatever. So, I mean, everything's pretty much fine with me. You know, I haven't had any, you know, horrible experience, like I said, aside from losing some good people that I've known, you know, over the years. But other than that, I think it's been a pretty okay year for the show. And, you know, that adds ups and downs, too, but what doesn't?
In reference to tonight's topic, though, is what I'm asking. Basically, what I'm talking about with all the anger, bitterness, and all the rest of that stuff, what is your opinion on what you faced within the past year, what you witnessed in the past year about all those types of people?
Oh, I mean, I pretty much, you know, I guess people would consider, you know, I hear it a lot, bitter, or me being bitter or angry or whatever due to, you know, what they see or hear me say on Facebook or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I guess because when you don't know me, you don't know me. But as far as those people, I mean, I see the stuff that they do. They pretty much, a lot of people are running these scams about, you know, having jobs and going to work and they really don't do nothing, which is really a key because I really kid them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I see the, you know, I see the deception going on within a lot of the things in the community. You know, people are saying they're doing one thing and they're not doing anything, or they're doing one thing and doing another. You know, I mean, I pay attention to it. I see it, but I don't really, you know, get myself involved with it because, you know, I'm on the side smoking weed, you know, and I work in the hospital. I'm really not trying to get into anybody else's business because I don't want anybody in my business, you know. Like I said, I have my opinions that I make, you know, on Facebook or whatever, but I leave it as far as that. I'm not going to anybody's inbox. I'm not stepping to them at a ball to try to confront them about those situations on Facebook. It's just pretty much, you know, you do whatever you want. I see a lot of the deception going on. Like I said, the phoniness, the fake, the lying, the dirty, scamming, you know. I see it all, but, you know, I just choose to, like, kind of, like, walk right by it because it doesn't really pertain to me.
I got you. Naima, what is your opinion on all them type of people?
I just feel like people just need to just live their life, honey, and just, you know, be happy with themselves. People who just are jealous and people who are just bitter of other people, what they actually not or what have you, just don't have a life for themselves, and they're just unhappy with themselves. just need to live their life up on their own lifestyle and just, you know, move on. Because it's just not worth it. You know, all that whole
there's
energy.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that you could be doing with yourself. Why be so angry at the world and so angry with other people and everything? You could find something, there's anything you can do. You could find something to do to just take yourself away from it. J-Rock, what is your opinion on it?
Hello?
J-Rock?
Yes. Well, it's funny that you asked that, Lord, that's the topic, because I had, like I said, I was making a blog video for the summertime because I was going to do a blog, and that was my first blog video of the past year of being on the show, and, you know, I had just hit on it a little bit, and it's uploading, but, well, one thing that I was saying on there was, you know, it was a bunch of, like, shadiness, fears, like, negativity, always catty for no apparent reason or whatever. But I look at it like this, you know, how they always say, what the ballroom going to teach you? Ballroom can't take you nowhere. Ballroom can't do this, can't do that. I really feel like it helped me out in real life. If you really, I mean, between ballroom and my significant other, it really taught me that people are, it's not only ballroom people, but people are serious. People are shady. When people see that you got something good going for yourself and stuff like that, they will do everything in their power to try to step on you on your way up. And it really opened my eyes to certain people that I even work with, and I realized that these people don't fucking like you. They're just laughing in your face or they're just smiling, but they're really out to get you because, you know, with all the, oh, you are not. Who the fuck are you? J-Rock, who is that? Jasmine, why you have them on the show? And all this kind of stuff, and at first it had got to me, but my Uncle Bam told me, when you get on that show, you open yourself up, so don't, you know, don't take everything so fucking personally all the time, and it kind of helped me out, like I said, with real life. So I mean, it's there, it's gonna be there, it's not gonna change, but just take it how you want to take it. I look for the good in everything. So by everybody being fierce, shady, angry, what I got out of it is now I know how to look out for myself and not let people just get over on me. And you know, in a real life, I always looked at Queens as doing that, but real life, that happens in real life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Everything in this ballroom scene does make you the things you face in this, not even ballroom scene, in this lifestyle, within this community itself, it does make you a stronger individual, because you have to be strong. You have to have tough skin in order to, you know, survive it. Otherwise, you know, you'll lose it. And I know a lot of people that lost it as well. Brian, now we're talking about the topic. Go ahead and say what you wanted to say. What is your opinion on this?
My opinion is on it, especially for a panelist that's on Kelly's show that has a problem with a personal problem of vendetta or bitterness towards me that I don't know why. But that's even like one reason I don't really like be on the ball. Not saying like I'm running from this person. No, it's just like because I just don't want to be around the negativity. Like every time that, like, if I say something or if I on Kelly's show or whatever, or that certain person is on the panel or whatever, they always have something smart or vindictive and nasty to say to me or about me. And sometimes, you know, people, it's like there's when you like what's his name, what you're saying is not going to change. But what if people start, you know, reacting and retaliating for the nastiness or whatever? But I learned to pray for people like that, and because they have struggles in their lives and they're dealing with whatever they're dealing with in their lives. And I just, you know, learn to basically pray for those kind of people because, it's only going to, misery loves company, and I choose not to join it.
I got you. All right, I don't know who's doing background special effects. Like always, please mute your phone if you're doing anything, and you know you're doing something if you're doing something, so mute your phone. Sean, what is your opinion on it?
Well, I really don't know how to answer this question or whatever. Like, because I'm still trying to figure out what was the exact question that you had stated.
Basically about the, you know, about the people in general, all the anger, all the bitterness, all the jealousy that you see and you face and you witness with it. How do you handle it? What do you think is the best way to handle it? And what is overall the outcome? What is your opinion on the outcome of these type of people?
Well, I feel that in certain situations you have to address it, you know, call it out sometimes. And then there are some situations where you can just ignore it and keep it moving, you know, like walk by it like as if you see a tree. You know what I'm saying? Like, it. I mean, some things just don't make no sense, you know, and I feel that people sometimes are, like, very catty, so, you know. And you can ignore it and move on. It depends on, you know, how mature you are. So, but it is what it is, though.
I got you. Jason, how do you handle it? How do you feel about it? You know, you faced a lot this year.
Yeah, this last year for me has been, it's been an emotional roller coaster. I mean, it's had its ups, it had its downs. It definitely has had more ups for me than it is downs, and then I turned those downs into ups. Coming from the fact that, yes, a lot of people didn't know who I was, and they still don't know who I am, and they probably never will know the real me, you can't hate me because you don't really know anything about me to hate me. You can dislike me, but one thing that I've learned that when most people don't like you, it's because it's something in them, it's something in you that they see in themselves that they don't want to face. I've learned that I can't sit here and say, oh, well, who am I to judge? This is a ballroom community. We're judgmental people, period. So you're going, regardless of what happens, you're going to be judged, and it's how you deal with how you're judged that matters. I mean, what you eat today is not going to make me shit tomorrow. So my opinion of you is just that, it's an opinion. It's not your opinion of me is none of my business, because your opinion of me does not make me who I am. As far as what happened this weekend and that ball, I'm kind of on a fence of that. It reminds me of that tokenism where we're put out there, we're paraded around, and then after the parade is over, I undress you, I put you back in your regular clothes, and you go back to being who you were before this event. Nobody's going to think of you tomorrow. Nobody's going to think of you next week. You were used for what you were used for. So I congratulate them for being able to go away, to have a day of fun, a free trip, but... And what they take from that trip, what they bring back to their communities is what I really came on this show for when we started on the state of emergency, because we needed to make a difference. I wanted, being a part of this, I wanted ballroom to go back to what ballroom was when I was a teen and when I came out, where it was like you didn't get along, you took it out on the pan, you took it out on the runway, you hugged at the end of the runway, and that was it. You went back to being girlfriends when it was over. With all this backstabbing and I don't like this one and I don't like that one and bitch, you're going to die tomorrow and I'm going to turn you before you can turn me, that's why ballroom is in the state of the emergency that it's in now, is because everybody is out for self. At one point in time, we were out for self, but we were out for self and we helped each other. If I ate, you ate. I'm not going to have a hamburger and see my brother Mark sitting over there starving, and I know he hasn't eaten in 3 days, and I'm going to just sit there and be like, bitch, this hamburger is everything, and watch him look at me like that, because I wasn't brought up that way. And I have to realize that. And it might sound like I'm rambling, but I had to realize that it's all in morale. It's all in values and how you were raised. It is how and what people you had in your inner circle that did things for you and what they shared with you. And what ballroom was supposed to be about and what ballroom is supposed to be about is I'm supposed to share my talents with the next generation, not keep them and hold them for myself.
Okay. Michi?
Yes. I mean,
your opinion?
Well, I mean, I could just kind of tap into pretty much everyone's response to the question. I mean, I just overall, it's just I just feel like my mother told me at one point in time, if you're so concerned, if you're always concerned with what someone else is doing, that means you're not doing enough with yourself. So, you know, you can't. I don't understand how someone could just find time to hate on somebody and go through the motions of getting stuff shut down and, you know, killing a person's character and trying to out them and just, I mean, people actually sit down and take time out and premeditate killing somebody's image. And I feel like, you know, it goes far beyond ballroom. It happens in ballroom. It happens in regular society, on your job. I mean, you'll be shocked and surprised. I know one thing with me at my job, I tell them all the time that I'm a manager. I have a staff of people under me, and the majority of them are old enough to be my mother or my father. Like I tell them, you know, I respect everybody. All I ask you, respect me. But I didn't come here to make no friends, and that's my whole outlook on anything that I do. I do it because I choose to, but I never go in with the mindset of, oh, this is going to be my girlfriend. No, I'm not. So I just feel like you want to borrow shit. Huh? I'm sorry?
I was going to say, would you guys agree that when a person has something going on in their life, that it's much better for them?
It is better for them, Jasmine, but also in the same token, it seems like the more your people get to know who you are, whether they even know you or not, it seems like the more you seem to face as far as dealing with the community, people that you interact with, like, you know, Mark and everyone to say, you know, all the fake and phoniness. I mean, I'm just like, it's 2013. If you don't like me, bitch, you ain't got to like me. I'm not trying to make nobody like me. I don't need no friends. I can stand on my own 2 feet. My bills is going to be paid. I'm still going to piss and shit. I'm still going to eat. I'm still going to buy and go where the fuck I want. So, you know, it really don't matter. When people get off the standpoint of I don't care, and not being worried and bothered with what somebody else do and get something going for yourself, then you'll start to see a lot more people becoming at peace with themselves. Like Mark said, people, you know, lying about having a job and going to school and doing this and achieving that. You know what I'm saying? They're painting this picture of life, and they're mad at themselves because the picture that they're painting, the Picasso that they're painting, is starting to fade out quickly because people are starting to see the real proof behind the paint that they put, the picture that they put up and painted for everybody to see. So now they become mad at the world because you sat there and made this image that's not what we see every day.
Well, one thing I will say about that is, you know, I agree with everything that you guys said. And, you know, there is a lot of fake and phony people out there. There's a lot of fake and phony people. And there's a lot of sneaky people. You know, I honestly, you know, and this is my opinion, when it comes to this, we sometimes say this all the time about life in general. You know, sometimes there's certain people that embarrass us. It could be, you know, women who act like bitches, make it bad for, you know, women. You know, gay people who act like fags, make it bad for, you know, gay people. You know, just so many things that we do. There's so many people that do things that make it bad and make the overall look in general for certain individuals look bad. One thing I will say is that in the past year, well, in all the years that I've done the show, I've learned so much. But within this past year, ballroom and the community itself has left such a nasty taste in my mouth because of so many things that I've witnessed and so many things that I've heard and the things that I've seen that sometimes it just really makes me, you know, ashamed to even be a part of it. There was a time in my life when I loved the ballroom scene. I loved what created Jasmine Couture. You know, that's what made me, after I went out there and did what I did, you know, working and, you know, creating my business and, you know, working so hard and coming back to what created me and giving back, you know, with my creating my whole $5,000 club and, you know, up in these categories and, you know, giving people something to look forward to and giving them, quote unquote, the ultimate grand prize. You know, that's what the thousands of dollars that I put in to this ballroom scene, I know that no one will ever cap, you know, and it's not there to say no one will ever cap it. I didn't do it to make it a competition thing. I did it because it was what I did from the bottom of my heart. But, well, is that something that I will continue to do? Is that something that I want to continue to do, just go give a ball and give out $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 again? No. No, not at all. It's nothing that I want to do right now. And I don't see it happening anytime soon because there's just so much anger, so much hatred, so much bitterness within this scene. Like, people just don't appreciate anything, and people just hate on you. And it just makes me feel like, oh, my God, why did I even do it, or why am I a part of it? Or even with the shows, the radio shows, it's like, why are you even bothered? You know, so, you know, you usually go to sleep, you know, sometimes 10, 11, not 10, 11, that's a lot. Maybe 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, when you do the shows, you have to stay up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Why are you doing this, you know, for these people? And then I have to remind myself that with all the bad people that are out there, there is some good people that are out there. Those are the ones that I do it for and I appreciate, even with the balls that I've given, even with the grand prizes that I've given out. But it's like, you people out there are spoiling it for so many people. And the bad thing about that is, and this is what I know everyone can relate to, I know each and everyone on this phone knows, they can name five people that they know equal, can be the poster of exactly tonight's topic. But I bet you those five people that can be the poster of tonight's topic, they have such a following. So many people attach them to them. Like, I see certain individuals that meet the qualifications of tonight's topic, and when they make posts, when they make comments or whatever, they have so many likes, so many followers, so many people calling them father, mother, auntie, cousin, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you got to look at, why are these people following them like they're cults, like they're Charles Manson or some shit like that? Like, why can't people have a mind of their own? And it's such a turnoff to me. You know, and you have all these coattail riders that are doing this, and it's just so disgusting to me that sometimes when I don't have to do the radio show and I don't even get on Facebook, I feel so comfortable being who I am, because coming into this is such a turnoff right now. Right now, to me, the ballroom doesn't have any talent. Right now, to me, the balls are not even, they're not even fun. Right now, to me, there's just really not much going on. It's the same old bullshit over and over again. What happened this weekend out there for those people may have been a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm happy that it happened. I'm happy for whoever experienced it, because I love when people get a chance to do something that they don't do in their everyday activity. Anyone who knows me personally, I always say to them, try to do something that is different than what you usually do. You know, go do something and make sure it's kind of different than what you usually do, so you don't feel so trapped or overwhelmed. So for those people to be able to get on a plane to go out of the country, they may have never witnessed that before. So it's, I don't think it's really personally to hate on them or to, you know, to kick dirt on it, because I think it actually may have been a nice experience. Now, you know, we have to get technical with it, and people start saying, well, were they used? Well, these people were just used or pimped or whatever. But in all honesty, would you take the opportunity? If someone told you they were going to give you an all-expense-paid trip to go participate at this event across the country, would you do it? And I'm just going to go down the line and ask Mark and everyone else. Mark, would you have gone and done it?
Yes.
Naima?
Probably would have.
J-Rock?
Child, I've been doing it for 13 years.
Brian, would you have gone?
Yes.
Sean?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Mason?
Yeah, I sure would.
And Michi, would you have gone?
Now, come on. That, of course, hell yeah.
And there goes your answers, you know? And would you have looked to be compensated? Like, do you feel that you're that, you know, of that magnitude that you have to be booked? Do you have to be paid to do this? Do you? And does anyone feel they should?
No, I feel like if you want to do it, if this is something that you want to, whatever like that, do it, have fun, you know. And I don't know, you know, these girls, they get their head, honey, that you had to give me this, you had to do this, whatever like that, for me to appear or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's just like, girl, you not even know nowhere else but besides this underground area.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like, you should just be happy just to get the exposure. You know what I'm saying? Just to get yourself out there. You never
know
what may come about, huh?
That is true.
But you know what, though, Jay, like Naima said, but I feel like this is what I feel like. When I left the United States, I feel like everybody deserves a chance to get outside of the United States to get an experience of different cultures and lifestyle, because it's
exactly.
Like they got something out of it, too. And what they got out of it is the experience. And sometimes you got to get out of just your New York lifestyle or your, you know, California or Texas lifestyle and go experience something outside the United States. And just, you know, I feel like they got something out of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But are they saying that they wanted to be paid, or one of them said that they wanted to be paid?
In all actuality, I don't even, you know, I don't know the details of it. You know, I didn't want to build the show based on that whole topic itself. I just wanted to build the show based on just so much of the stuff that's happening. But I know that definitely did come up, but I really haven't spoke to any person that really went and, you know, said, you know, came back disappointed or said something negative. But, you know, I don't know. You know, people post things on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, so there's no telling of what's really going on out there, what they feel, you know. I mean, if anybody knows anything, please call in and press 1 and let us know. If anybody has an opinion on it, call in and press 1. I know it was a big topic earlier today, and a lot of people had a lot to say, but, you know, that's just neither here nor there with it. So that's all I really wanted to do, you know, to talk about with it. I just want to say to these people in general, you know, and I'm not going to hold the show up based on this, you know, all this negativity, because I want us to kind of have fun and end the show out really, you know, with, you know, on a good note. But there is, again, so much stuff that is out there. And I want you people to know, the ones that are doing it, don't feel that no one knows what you're doing. There's a lot of people that do know. Just as many coattail riders that are riding you, making you feel that, you know, oh, yeah, you're right, it's funny, you're funny, and all that stuff. There's a lot of people looking at you like you're disgusting. For everything that you're doing, you're looked at in such a negative way. For all the things that you're doing, I mean, you know, all you people that, you know, call yourselves icons, and, you know, you're trying to save the community and change this and change that, you don't have shit. So how can you need to worry about yourselves before you start to change anything? Change yourself. You know, for all you people that are house leaders and mothers and fathers trying to delegate responsibilities, look in the mirror. Look at the way you live. How can you try to delegate anything when you can't delegate yourself and what's happening in your life? You know, for all you people that call yourselves, you know, these bad people, and you, when you hit a floor, you're this and that, you're legendary, you're a statement, you know, you can do this, you can do that. Really? So what do you go back home to? You know, I'd like, seriously. You know, it's just really a lot with you. And it's so hate, you know, you're just very hateful. The things that I see, you know, from all the hatred, all the posts, all the boycotting, all the, you know, the piggybacking and all the negative comments and stuff, I mean, seriously, and y'all can all say what y'all want to say about me as well. I accept it. because none of y'all really know me, so it really doesn't matter. But just know that someone is watching you, and your actions say a lot. And for everybody mm-hmm. that you think is on your side, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that's looking at you in a negative light, and you probably don't even give two fucks about it. But mm-hmm. guess what? You know, guess what? Neither do we. I know I don't. I don't care. You don't exist.
No, I don't.
You know, at the end of the day, you're really nothing. You're really not even worth it, you know. So I just want people to know that, you know, what you're doing, you're not getting away with. And this goes for individuals. This goes for statuses. This goes for houses. This goes for talent. You know, there's just a person's actions can make them be, it can, you can be the most talented person, but your actions will take all that away from you. You could be the best-looking person in the world. You could be like, oh, my God, drop-dead gorgeous. But your actions will make you the most ugliest person. You know, there's just mm-hmm. so many things that can happen, and it's like, really? And for all you people that are miserable for whatever reason you're miserable, if it's because of your health, if it's because of your education, if it's because of your status in life, maybe you're still living here or you're not comfortable where you're living or you're sleeping on someone's floor, don't take that out on the next individual, because the next individual didn't do that to you, baby. The next individual is not the one who forced you to do that or gave you that or put you through that. That's your issue. You need to get up and fix it. So stop taking it out on everybody, you know, and that's, you know, that's just where I want to end it with that. It's just a lot going on, and it's such a turnoff. I personally love the fact that we are taking a break for the summer, because sometimes it gets so overwhelming, but, you know, that's neither here or there. I'm just going to ask everyone on the panel really quickly for any closing statements in reference to tonight's topic before we change the mood of everything. And if you have, if there's any callers that want to call in and say anything, please call in. Or if you guys feel you want to expose someone and put them on blast, feel free to do that as well, because if you let someone know that they're the root of it, maybe they'll open their eyes and change. I mean, we always say it's going to happen, they never do. But, Mark, do you have any closing statements in reference to tonight's topic? Mark? Naima?
No, I don't have anything to say.
J-Rock? No, he's there. J-Rock?
Yes, I have something to say, closing topic. Just everyone out there, just know that people are going to hate you for being you. People are going to, you know, this ballroom scene and all this shit. Just make sure that you're taking care of yourself in real life. What are you doing outside of this ballroom shit, outside of this nightlife, outside of this gay scene? What are you doing to take care of yourself? People are out there to step on you. People are out there to demotivate you. Think about you. Sometimes it's good to be selfish, the healthy selfish, as in, what am I doing to take care of myself? Fuck everybody else, because you cannot take care of no one else if you can't take care of yourself first. So that's what I have to say about all of it.
All right, Brian?
I do have something to say. My closing remark is very much, like, I will put the person on black, but I'm going to be man enough not to do that. And, but
put him on blast.
Huh?
Put him on blast.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, the person that I'm having a problem is Alexis. She's always has been bitter towards me, always has had something smart to say to me on if she was on a show or whatever. But like I said, I don't know her personal. I don't know her problem. I don't know why she has a personal vendetta against me or whatever case may be. We're all in the same boat going different directions. I'm going to put it to you like that. And my thing is, like I said, I don't have anything against her or whatever case may be. I worked with her shortly in Atlanta, Georgia, because we both do hair. But when she got here to New York, like I said, it's like it changed or whatever. We was, you know, but like I said, I just learned to pray for people and with them, with the things that they're dealing with, and just ignore them and to avoid them and to avoid conflict in certain situations. Because like I said, I haven't done anything to Alexis or whatever case may be, and you know, so what her problem is her problem, and I'm gonna let her have that, you know, and just. Like I said, but I don't walk on eggshells for no one or kiss or lick anyone's ass. And, you know, like I said, I pray for people that, you know, that have problems that with me or have a vendetta against me or all against me, because I know in my heart it's clear and my conscience is clear and I don't have a problem or anything towards anyone. Am I a perfect person? Hell no. You know, have I done or said things to in the past or whatever? Yes, I have. But I learned from my mistakes and I learned from my past to make myself a better person.
Okay. Sean?
I don't have a problem with anyone. outside on this panel or outside of this panel or whatever. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, I'm not here to put no one on blast or nothing like that. But if someone else would like to put me on blast and say how they really feel about me, then, you know, it is what it is.
I'm waiting my turn, Sean. I got something for you.
Jason?
The only thing I have to say is that the fan base that I have, I appreciate them. I appreciate the genuine love that they give, that they give. I appreciate all the warm remarks or the comments or keep your head up when things did not go right. I will apologize for a lot of my rudeness this year. Actually, no, I'm not going to apologize for it because I learned from it. Because of it, I learned a lot about me. I'm just going to say that if you hate me, I'm going to use your hate to motivate me to continue to do whatever it is that I'm doing, because I must be doing something right if you're angry with me. When you're agreeing with me and you're on my side, that's when I'm going to have to work. But other than that, I just want everybody to have a good summer, and I can't wait for everybody to come back in the fall, because if you do this with something, the fall's going to be even better.
Mm.
Okay, and Michi?
Yes. Finally. I mean, my closing remarks is just, you know, fuck your haters. You're going to always have them. I don't care what you do, how you do it. You know, just, you know, always be you, maintain who you are, never change who you are, stand and believe in who you are. And, I mean, you ain't going to worry about the haters around you and anybody else that you think is may or may not like you. In reference to, you know, just on behalf of my sister, Alexis Bryan, she has no problem with you at all. I think with you, when you came through the show, you kind of came through trying to sell what you were achieving or what you say you were doing, as opposed to you just being you and being Bryan. We didn't want to – you came through trying to be Bryan, Tyler Perry this and this, that, and the third. That was never asked. You know, it was just like, you know, you kind of threw something out there that was like, okay, where is this coming from? So she would comment based off that. And then, you know, it just kind of, you know, and then it's just radio. A lot of stuff is just personality. So, if you know, we have to learn to decipher what to take personal, what not to take personal, even though that's your choice. So you took it personal. So, you know, we have to respect your opinion of how you felt. But I'm just saying, you know, when you come across people as a new person, the best thing for you to do is just say who you are, not what you do when you leave them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's my opinion, Jasmine. I have more, but I'll wait till later.
Okay. Well, what do you guys want to talk about now?
I want to talk about this motherfucking shady-ass panel.
Nah, we are so past that happy birthday bullshit. Move on. You did not win, girl. In my tree, whatever house he in at this time, bye, girl, bye.
And who my tree? Who is my tree?
And my tree voice, because I'm not sure what house he's in at this time. Bye. Ooh. Is he still a Chanel?
I don't know. Tiffany.
Well, in my tree Chanel voice, bye, girl, bye.
You know what? Actually, I did win. Know that.
In your mind, you won. Yeah, okay.
No, not in my mind. Based on my bookings, I know I won.
I have a question. Naima, I got a question for you, honey. I need to know, why do you feel that I shouldn't be on this panel?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me get my chicken sandwich.
It's my personal reason. You be trying it sometimes.
How do I try it, Naima? Explain, please. Please do
you
that.
Do, but we're not going to make this about me and you, but just know that you do be trying it.
Oh, girl. Because I said, girl, you was dead last week, honey.
Oh, shit.
Girl.
We're not going to make this about me and you again. And I don't want to end this show with a taste in my mouth, so.
Well, you get that every day, so what's the difference?
Girl, so do you, okay?
Jasmine, I think Bish is trying to get back on.
Oh, please let her through.
Bishop, you're on the air.
Shade, that was shade. That whole birthday thing. Anyway, I want to just say I've enjoyed, the whole show, because actually the show has actually really, really, really helped me out in experiences I deal with from day to day. My only shade is that I was listening to what Jasmine was saying about, y'all was talking about the life ball. My thing is, Milan Christopher. I just want to say this.
No.
Listen, you all have to listen. I'm talking about experience of mine. My first experience to Nassau, Bahamas, on a cruise ship with Tommy Ross, with a couple of other people, female illusionists, a whole rack of people. I was that type of person where I thought that I should, be getting paid top dollar to go. But it was only $100 stipend, plus they were paying for your round trip to Miami. They were paying for your food, paying for everything, 5-star hotel, and paying for the cruise ship for you in a nice, luxurious cabin. And next thing you know, for me, I'm like, I'm this best dancer, I'm this best entertainer. Now, with that being said, people looked at me, and I learned from Tommy Ross. I call her our auntie. I learned from her on that cruise ship that being like that will actually mess up your network, and actually it'll keep you from networking with people that are actually hire you for $800 bookings. You meet people meet people everywhere when you network. And the thing is what I want to talk to, what I want to say.
Hello?
Which one y'all talking about?
This is what happened.
Hello?
Everybody Somebody's there. I don't know what happened to Bishop. Yeah. His number's still there.
Maybe his signal. His signal. He's
maybe
he's
lost signal.
With Misha, you gotta stop being so rude.
Misha is kind of rude to the girls, honey.
No, actually, I was not being rude. He just said Milan quit. Okay, look, okay, since we're talking about it, it's no shade. And I know everyone has their own personal opinion about Milan and, you know, and anybody else. But, I mean, come on, I'm just one of those people. I'm just not a hater regardless of how I feel about you or any personal opinion that I have about you. You know, if you're doing what you're doing, you know, however you're doing it, hats off to you. Do your thing. I hope it works out for you. You know, be successful because, you know, that, I mean, that's just like, come on. No shade. No shade. That man has done nothing to Bishop for him to be always coming on here every other week trying to talk about him. Like, that's crazy. That's ludicrous. Let that man do what he do.
Can I say something to Jason?
Private call.
Well, maybe
you're on the air.
Hey, somebody want to say something to me.
Huh? Yeah, I just got one question. You know that this one here is for Bishop. I want to know if he got some of Tommy Ross cat meat and was that pillow talk that was ever eating a cat meat. You girl, put me back on mute now.
I'm going to spank you, Granny.
Damn.
Who was that said they wanted to ask me something?
I didn't say I said something.
Okay.
I appreciated you on your show, well, the London show, that it's been just serious because you always not have been shady or always have been, like, you know, you get paid to come and you like, I like your character, I like, you know, whatever, but you've always been a genuine nice person on the show.
Brian, my mother's a bottom.
What that means? I don't think I'm a married man. I don't really know.
Wait a minute. You know what, Bishop? Michi, you got one more time, and then Jasmine is going to meet you. You got one more time, and then Jasmine is going to meet you because you are really getting out of control.
Ooh, that was my mother's a bottom.
But Brian, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I thank you. And my only thing to that is because I don't want to be the I'm the voice for me, and I know how situations I've been in and how people've made me feel, and I don't ever want to make people feel the way I felt in situations like that. And sometimes people think too much of themselves and think that they are above other people and think that they can say what they want to anybody how they want and nobody's going to approach them. And as long as you have a voice, use it, you need to be heard. And everybody, and something that my mother told me a long time ago, everybody has an opinion, and even a dog demands and deserves respect.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, honey.
You're right.
I know that to be so. Yes. Ooh. So what happened to Bishop, honey? Like, ooh.
Like I said, man, I've been through the experience of basically, you know, when I was out there and people was taking me to Paris and, you know, taking me to London and the Bahamas, I was one of the type of people where I thought I needed to be paid for this. I thought I needed to be paid top dollar. But it was actually the experience that I was missing and the networking that I was missing. And that's what I wanted to refer to Milan Christopher, if he's listening, that how are you going to be an artist when you have yet to grasp an experience of being low standard or people talking about you negatively because of what you're doing and the network and the network scheme and music or what you're doing. Because you're up on here talking to people that's going to buy your records, and you're up here, you're talking in the official ballroom scene, you're saying stuff that I think is very negative. I think people go to other countries, they should go to other countries to enjoy this stuff. I love free things. If I'm gonna be dancing somewhere and it's free round trip, room and board, 5-star hotel, I mean, it's experience. It's like a vacation to me. Only thing I got to do is perform my ass off. That's what I've learned. That's what I learned from my first experience when I went to Nassau, Bahamas. And that was with the EPE crew, Ebony Pyramid.
Bishop, why are you concerned with Milan Christopher? You shouldn't even be concerned.
Because, I mean, if he has this dream, because honestly, keep it real with you, right now, for me, music, I just work for right now. But right now, I see that he is trying to develop himself with music, coming from entertainment-wise. I mean, if you want to be this type of person to get your music heard, there's certain things and certain sacrifices you need to take before you make money.
But my point
is, that's talking about networking, and I don't think he has that.
Let me say something. Bishop, listen, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. There are millions of artists that are out there now, and it's the same thing that I say when you're watching TV, when you're listening to a radio show, or when you see something. If it's something that you don't like or you don't agree with, then turn it off or change it or ignore it. Why are you even bothered with what this man is doing? It should have no effect on you.
This is my thing with him. It seems like he, every time, and I have a problem with this also. That's why I wanted to get to be his friend. But when I saw how fake he was actually being, it actually, like, I'm like, damn, maybe I need to listen and learn from what he's doing and then take a look at myself. And that's what I did. So what I'm saying is I don't have no animosity towards him. It's just that every time he pops up on the official ballroom scene, it's always something negative towards the ballroom scene or always shade. It's always shade. Always shade. And when he said what he said earlier today, that was really, like, I'm like, dang, if this dude's
okay,
really
okay,
supposed to be
okay.
A
I'm
music
not, I don't,
artist.
I don't want to cut, I, wait a minute, I don't want to cut you off because
That's
I
never.
Don't know, because I don't know. So if you can tag me in on the post or can somebody tell me what it was that Milan did this time, because I'm, like, really lost.
Well, like, my thing is this, like, why are you judging this man and you have so much to say? Bishop, you need to just be worried
Charm.
About you. You need to be worried
Charm.
About you.
It's very much what we've all been talking about, of people who are jealous of someone or hating on someone who's doing something that they wanted to do. This man just sat here and said he loves music or he's taking a break, whatever the case is, or whatever Bishop is trying to do. He's been a dancer. He's into music. Milan's a dancer. He's into music. Milan's achieving. Bishop is not. Plain and simple. This
hold
is
hold on.
Stuff
no, no,
that
no, no.
About.
I'm not saying
yeah, Bishop,
got,
it is.
Got
because you
got
don't know Milan to
you
even sit here and judge him.
Oh, man. I'm
don't
trying
know
to
him
tell
to judge
exactly
him.
My
you don't know him to sit here and judge him and come
is.
On a radio show and judge this man. He is
not
talking about you. He's not bothering you.
I'm just
but you're coming on and you're degrading his character.
I never judged. I suggested.
You just passed a judgment on him right now.
First of all, I gave my own experience, and then I suggested.
What does your experience have to do with his experience? And he's not worried about you, what you did, or what you're doing. But yet you're worried about what he's done and what he's doing and where he's going. First of all, when it comes to the music industry, you was way off with your comment. Because one thing about the music
industry. I wasn't talking about the music industry. I was talking about any entertainment. That's what I'm talking about. Coming from dancing, entertainment experience, yes,
dancing
man.
Dancing and music
is
two different things.
Dancing and music industry is a cutthroat business. And whatever decisions or things you make, you're taking a risk every time you make them. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the things that
dancing
I did wrong when I was dancing. You hear what I'm saying?
You were stripping. You can't. That's a total difference.
No. Stripping and entertaining and performing is a different thing.
You have clubs you can go to all day and strip at, whether upscale, low scale, whatever.
clubs you can strip at all day, but a dancer who professionally dances doesn't have that opportunity choice.
I mean, Bishop, you don't even know this man personally, do you? Do you know him personally?
No.
Well,
okay,
let me let you know
so,
something. In this shape, I know he has not, and I know he has not made a full album yet.
Oh, my
and
God.
This man
this
has been going on for a damn year with this one little thing he has. Come on,
child,
wow.
My thing.
The mouth
thing
ain't anything, but
is,
the ass to do something totally different.
Okay, you have a strong opinion. You really do, you know. But
yeah.
you need to learn how to deliver your opinion sometimes, and that's the bottom line. So you should, you know, get yourself together. Stop worrying about what other people do. Stop worrying about what goes on a ballroom scene and this, that, and the third. Okay, make sure your life is right. That's what you need to do.
Oh, babe, right now, God is tremendous to me. Man, shoot, I'm about to develop a 401k, and that's the thing.
Really,
if
now? Now you're running this
other
show.
Kids,
I can't take this
sweetheart,
now.
Sweetheart, if I have any kids, other kids, sweetheart, I can make sure my kids get the things that I never, ever had. So, honestly, I've been doing good at work. But, you know, yeah, like I said, I'm a conversationalist. And that's, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm being so long-winded or if I'm coming off the wrong way. And I, yeah, you're right. I know I need to work on that. Because Jasmine said it. And Kelly said it. A lot of people have said this. And, yeah, I'm working on it. But it takes time. And it actually takes time because I need to hear these things that you're telling me and other people, like all of you all are telling me. And I'll take heed of them. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay, let me say something because I can't continue with this. Bishop, I'm putting you on mute, though. But don't start tagging me again, please. Bishop, whatever you're doing right now, I will say within the past few months or ever since your show has aired and so forth and so on, you have changed. I do give you that credit. You have changed and you have grown, and all I can do is just wish you the best. What I will tell you is all that energy sometimes that you put into some of these people, like Milan or whatever, take that same energy and just focus it on you. Milan
yes.
is always going to be Milan, and let Milan be who he is. I think I personally like Milan. I have no problem with it. I wish him all the success that he has. And I wish the best for him. And, you know, evidently he's doing something right because, you know, that's exactly what people do to get out there because he sure gets everybody's attention. So, you know, he's networking himself and he's marketing himself if people like it or not, you know.
And clearly.
That's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All the energy you focus on and that's the prime. I'm glad Bishop did come on because that's a prime example about tonight's topic. Not saying anything negative towards Bishop, but that's what people do. You know, if you start focusing on your energy on other individuals and not focusing on yourself, what are you saying about yourself? You know, no,
right.
Focus on yourself. There's so many things that you can do with yourself. You know, one thing I will say about Naima, like I said earlier, Naima also has grown. You know, Naima has, you know, so many opinions and so she observes so many things and everything, and, you know, sometimes when she starts speaking about stuff, a lot of people didn't like it. When she made comments and different, you know, in the groups and stuff, people would make comments back negative. And this is just her opinion or her observation on things in life. So, you know, she turned it. You know, she ate it. You know, like, oh, bitch, if y'all don't want to listen, I'll create my own group. If y'all don't want to hear my voice, I'll create my own show. Y'all got to give us kudos. More people need to do shit like that as well. If ain't nobody listening or everybody got making comments, then you take it to a whole new level. And that's what people need to start doing with themselves. I mean, my God, really. You know, there's just so much out there. And, you know, that's just how people need to, like, kind of look at things. I'm going to look at one thing. I'm going to use this as an example. We look at people like Tyler Perry. And Tyler Perry, I was watching his interview with Oprah. And there's a lot of people who hate Tyler Perry. They hate on him for his success and everything. But I got to give it to the man. I really, you know, there's a lot of things about him that maybe I don't agree with. There's a lot of his, you know, his movies and plays and all the rest of that stuff that just maybe just do not touch me, or I'm just not interested. But I have learned to delegate, you know, the I know, I don't know, I like, I don't like, certain things I do like, certain things I don't like, so forth and so, you know, so on. I will say that I can do nothing but respect him for everything that he has done. And I will not hate on him because of the things that he's done. Maybe it's not all that perfect. Maybe all his shows are not entertaining. Maybe he's all over the place. I used to say that about songs as well, like certain artists would turn me off because they were just all over the place. My God, oh my God, if it's not the video every 5 minutes, it's the fucking song all over the radio. If it's a commercial, bitch, every time I turn on the computer, I'm seeing a promo. That's a shit that makes me sick. I don't like her, i.e. Beyonce. You know, little things like that. You know, it's like, oh, my God, I'm always, you know, every time I turn around, I see this bitch. You know, I'm so tired of it. But then, you know, it took someone to maybe, you know, take me and say, really take the time to listen to her songs and stuff. And I did. I did listen to her songs, and I listened to her stories, and I did my research. And I do have maybe a new outlook on her where I'm a little bit more respectful towards her. I may not be the biggest fan. I'm not maybe, you know, going to see her. I'm not, you know, going to be buying T-shirts and posters and stuff, but I respect her. You know, and that's just how it is, you know, when it comes to this. Stop hating on individuals and either respect them or just turn it off. You know, that's how I look at things. Tyler Perry, his show, The Have or Have Not. I mean, really, it came on yesterday. I watched it today. A lot of people talked about it. A lot of people didn't. And you know how I start doing when it comes to TV shows? Bitch, I lived. I lived for that little soap opera, The Have or Have Not. So I'm promoting it for all you people that have nothing to do. I think it comes on Tuesday night, or want to set your DVR up or whatever. Y'all need to give that show a try. A lot of people have personal feelings about Oprah, Tyler Perry, whatever. Put all that to the side and give that show a try. Bitch, that show gave me everything that I wanted and needed. And y'all know how I feel about it. And it also is something good to watch during the summer. I did read reviews on it. A lot of people liked it. She did gain a lot of audience members, so forth and so on. The show is scandalous. It's just like old-fashioned soap opera. It took me in the lines of All My Children, Days of Our Lives. You know, the setting, the acting, it wasn't too fake or phony. It was really a lot of I can relate to what they're saying. I can relate to what they're talking about. I can relate to what's going on. That was the major difference. We all sit here and watch General Hospital, All My Children, One Life to Live, and all the rest of that stuff. But half the time, we just live for the drama and stuff. We can't really relate to that shit. A lot of us don't live like that. A lot of us never live like that. But with this show, oh, you can relate to the escorting, to the homosexuality, to the overbearing mother, to the disrespecting between the parents, and the abuse and the sneakiness. Oh, it's a lot of shit going on that show. And it's really good. Really, really good. So I'm giving you guys a heads up on it because I know this is the last show of the season and I won't be on talking about my TV shows for the summer. If you guys get a chance, watch The Have or Have Not on Oprah's channel, the OWN network, and I think it comes on Tuesday night. I think it's either at 8 or 9 o'clock, and the first two episodes aired last night, and they are showing repeats all week long. So please, it's an hour long. Please watch it. It's a very good show. Did anybody else watch it yet?
Since you put it like that, I guess I'm gonna have to check it out.
I haven't watched the whole show. I caught some of it though, Jasmine. But it seems like my mother is really in tune to it. She told me you need to watch that. So I must have sit down and watch it and get into it. Definitely want to watch out. A shout out to my boy B. He plays one of the gay men on that show. Down in LA. So shout out to him. So, you know, I do want to catch the show.
Oh, wow.
I think everyone should.
Wait a minute, is a gay person on that show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I might watch
it. You didn't
watch
it yet, Jason?
I had not planned on, I had no intentions on watching that show.
Yeah.
And why you had, why didn't you have intentions?
I don't know how to say this because I don't want it to come off as hate or whatever because I really don't have hate towards Tyler Perry, but I'm just not a Tyler Perry fan. At one point in time, I was a Tyler Perry fan, but as things progressed, it was just other things that happened, and it's just like Tyler Perry could be a voice for so many things, and then because of the last movie he did that I just saw, I don't like the way some things were depicted at the end of that movie, so it's just really put a bad taste in my mouth towards him and towards his project. So when you don't, and I'm a firm believer in not being fake or phony, so when I don't like you, I'm not going to support you. So it's just, I'm not going to support you at all. So I just was not going to give my support, I just was not going to give my support, my rating to Tyler Perry. But if
so
there's
a
gay character,
Jason. Let me ask you a mm-hmm. question. Now, you're saying that based on the last movie, that the way it ended, because I know the story, but the way it ended, it kind of turned you off, right?
Right.
But prior to this last movie, did you enjoy any of his other work?
The mm-hmm. only movie, to be honest with you, the only movie that Tyler Perry did that I really, ever really enjoyed was The Family That Prays. And from what I was told by a few people, The Have and Have Nots is basically based off that, but off that movie.
Yeah. I was gonna say that too.
It
looks
is a
like
spin-off.
It is. Yeah.
It is a
mm-hmm. spin-off. And you know what? Let me just say to piggyback on Jason, like, it's just with Tyler Perry, I'm so used to seeing him play Medea or whatever the case is. Now when he goes and plays these different roles or whatever, he just doesn't look right, and it doesn't come off the way the character should be. And I can't watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but that's my point. You know, first thing, I'm going to go back to what Jason was saying. The Have or Have Not is not a spinoff from that movie. Or the
it's
completely different. It may give you a little bit between the rich and the poor and so on and so forth and so on, but it's not. So it's a whole new thing. It may be in the line of, but it has nothing to do with that movie. The second thing is, yes, there are certain things that people do. Like, we may like certain people as singers, but then when they, you know, we have a lot of singers or rappers, and then when they, you know, we love their music, but then when they go to acting or something like that, it's just like, oh, my God, I can't use you as an actor. You
mm-hmm.
need to stick to singing. And it's the
mm-hmm.
same thing with Tyler Perry. Yeah, we may be entertained with you when you're as Madea, but when you try to be yourself, it's just kind of a turnoff. And I do agree. I don't really like him as himself, or playing another role. I am entertained as the Madea character. But my whole point is, I don't know who has an echo listening from a computer.
Not me.
I don't know. Okay. My whole point with you, Jason, is maybe don't judge him based on that, just that one little thing that happened with that one movie. I still hear an echo.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is there still an echo? Okay, now it's gone.
I don't hear it now.
Yeah, I muted Brian. You know, don't judge him based on that, because there was other work of his that was actually entertaining, or maybe something that you did like, or different characters and stuff. Don't judge a person based on their actions when it comes to one little thing, because I still hear the echo.
Yeah, I hear it too.
Who's listening from a speakerphone? All right. You know,
I'm muted.
an artist can make one song and it, you know, it's like the worst song ever. Are you going to hate them because of that? You know, it's just little things like that. So I'm just saying, give them a chance. You know, we all make mistakes. We all have certain things we do that can be a turnoff. But, you know, don't just, you know, don't be so quick to judge a person because of one little mistake, you know, because, you know, you don't like people judging you over one little mistake, you know. So that's where, the way I look at it.
I think
that's just my opinion on it.
I think what it is for me is, like, when he's not playing Madea and he plays these real manly, masculine roles, it's just, it's not a fit for him. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
not coming out. You know, he can't deliver. And whatever producer or director is saying, oh, good, Tyler, you're very good, honey, they're lying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't see it at all or whatever. And I don't have anything against him, not at all. So, you know,
I
but,
think sometimes a lot of people have a tendency of putting themselves out there so much. They want to be the actor, the producer, you know, the writer. They want to just be so much, you know. And sometimes when you start doing all that, you can just be all over the place. You may have to go back to your original or something like
mm-hmm.
that. So, you know, that's just something to kind of think about when it comes to that. But, again, he's not in the have or have not. Madea's not in the have or have not. I like the way it's written. I like the storyline. I look forward to it. I love the scandals already. I love the shade on it. There's so much shade. It's scandalous. It's corrupt. It's a lot, and it's a lot of feelings. Like, you can actually relate to what's happening on there, what these people are going through. You can actually relate to it, you know. And, you know, it's that's where it touches me at. And I think it's really interesting. So I'm just giving it, you know, a thumbs up, and I just hope that maybe somebody else will go out there and watch it so we can have something to talk about.
I know I don't like Danny Glover for that reason. Like what Jason is saying, I could never watch 48 Hours. I could never watch anything because ever since I was a child, I always look at Danny Glover, no matter what he played in, he is Mr. to me.
He is always the man that beat up.
I'm serious. And my grandmother is the same way. Every time she said, I hate that man. No matter what he play in, he could play good. He could play the old, funny grandpa. He still looks like Mr. that beat Seeley.
Well, you know what? I will have to agree with you, J-Rock. It is no lie. Because we have seen Danny Glover and Neiman's in San Francisco one time. And if I tell you, my cousin said, Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R, period, loud in the store. And he just turned around and looked, and everybody started laughing. But that's all you seen was Mr.
I think, like Jasmine said, I think people do so good as a certain character to kind of, like,
that's all
like
you
Steve
see them
Urkel,
as.
Like Steve Urkel, Jaleel White will, I don't want to say this, but I don't think Jaleel White will ever have a acting career after being Steve Urkel.
You didn't feel Stephon?
You can still
feel
Stephon?
Stephon.
He hasn't had a job. You're right. He hasn't really had another job after Urkel. He really hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
But look how long.
But yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was on UPN before, remember? He was on UPN. But it didn't work out.
Yeah, and look
how
long it took for Will. Look how long it took for Will Smith as well for us to, you know, stop looking at him as the Fresh Prince, as a rapper, or the Fresh Prince itself. You know, for him
he's
to get into those
Prince.
Serious roles. You know,
but,
you know, sometimes it
so
takes
say,
time
yeah.
a little bit.
So, Jasmine, you don't look at him as the Fresh Prince anymore. It's now Will Smith. That's it?
I look at him as Will Smith. I definitely don't look at him as the Fresh Prince.
I think that Will Smith changed his image to a mature, grown person because he just do not look like Fresh Prince to me anymore. He is like the Will Smith, like the mogul
mm-hmm.
Will Smith.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Left that childish, silly character alone. You got a Fresh Prince, he was more of a college, silly kid chasing booty. So, you know, now he's more of a family man trying to, you know, so the black man had
Jada,
a family.
I think adding on Jada really helped it out too, because when
okay,
it became Will and Jada, You see what I'm saying? When he became Will and Jada, he became something totally different. And then when he started tapping into real acting, you know, when he was a Fresh Prince, that was just Will Smith. But when he started really tapping into his acting skills, playing stuff like Ali and stuff like that, that's when he really started getting good. So,
well, we all got to start off somewhere. And another example, like, look at Susan Lucci, you know, the one she plays Erica Kane from All My Children.
Love
you know,
her.
A lot,
mm-hmm.
a lot of
she will always be. She will
mm-hmm.
always be Erica Kane. I'm sorry.
She can never
but
do anything.
But you know
else.
What? And it's a prime example, and I have to answer questions someone asked me about the have or have not as well. But one of the actors on there is, you know, the guy from The Dukes of Hazzard, Bo Derek. I mean, not Bo Derek. What was his name? Bo. What was his name on The Dukes of Hazzard? Does anybody
Which one,
remember?
The dark brown hair or the blonde? Because it was two guys.
The blonde. It was Bo.
The blonde wasn't Bo, I thought. Bo was the dark brown hair one, I thought.
Let me see, The Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know if anybody watched The Dukes of Hazzard.
I did not
watch
it,
but I can't remember.
I loved
it. It was Bo and Luke, and it was, you know, the cousins, and Bo was, you know, the blonde-haired one, the sexy one, so forth and so on. So, I, you know, from watching The Dukes of Hazzard for so long, you know, you're always going to look at him as Bo. From The Dukes of Hazzard, but then he played Smallville. He was the father on Smallville. So after a while, you know, you kind of like got the idea that you know he was no
oh,
longer
yeah, he was.
As Luke. I mean, as Bo no more or Luke. I don't even know what they are. But bottom
Ooh.
Line is, you know, sometimes you see them for so long, and then when you see them in another character, you still always kind of remember them as that individual. As far as the question that was asked, and I'm not going to, like, you know, tell you guys the whole storyline, but there is a part in the show where, you know, one of the kids is, you know, he's in rehab, and because he's in rehab, I guess their quote-unquote rehab is, you know, you have to have a sponsor that is always with you at all times, and there's a black guy who's with the rich boy, and he's with him at all times when he's eating. He has to sleep with him, go to the bathroom with him. It's all for the first, you know, 60 days, so forth and so on, and not knowing that, the black guy is really gay, so he's always under this child who's, quote-unquote, sexy and all that stuff. You know, he just can't take it. Like, bitch, why are you always around me? You know, I can't even go to the bathroom. You have to be there with me because they don't want him to have a drink or get high and stuff. So this boy is tagging along, and he's really living for him and stuff like that. So that's what the answer to the question is. Why? That's what's wrong with him. He's an addict. And why was he naked in the first episode? Because he was over it that he couldn't even go to the bathroom by himself. So he took off all his clothes and was like, look, I don't have nothing on me. Can I fucking go to the bathroom by myself? And he still wouldn't let him go to the bathroom. So he's like his sobering coach. So that's what, you know, what that was all about. But, you know, it's a scandal, so we'll kind of watch that part.
Let me ask you this. Have you, do any of y'all on here watch Married to Medicine?
No.
I only watched that.
I've not seen one episode of it.
Oh my
I have
God.
Seen some episodes. I just think it's ridiculous. I think some black wives on there, they're ignorant.
How so?
Because to me, a lot of it is just a little too overcharacterized. I mean, it's like, come on, like they just there's just too much drama for no reason. And I just think that, you know, they put like this bad exploitation on black women. That's just my personal opinion. Y'all are black women with money, successful. I think a couple of them are doctors, or one of them is a doctor, and then
two of them are just wives.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, why come on here and, you know, I understand it's reality TV. We live for the drama. Yes, we do. That's what we want to see. But come on. They be going way too far.
Child. No, no, they don't. I mean,
it's like Married to the Bad Girls Club with medicine. For real.
No, it's not.
That's how ratchet
it was
they
only
begin.
One fight. It was only one fight, honey. So you can't.
Yeah,
there
was
no
only,
comparison
it was only
there.
One fight, but that fight was, yeah. It was kind of fierce for them to be some grown women.
Wait a minute. You, like, really, like, that's one thing that I've always had a problem with. Like you said, it was only one fight. Bad Girls Club, the reason why I don't like Bad Girls Club is not the actual fighting. It's their mentality that turns me off because I'm like, they don't have to have one fight to still look ignorant as hell to me.
And that's what Married to Medicine gave me, J-Rock, for real. That's what Married to Medicine be carrying on. And they grown-ass old women that could be them girls' mothers.
No, but they also show a side of, for the two women that are doctors, what they do, you know, and, you know, for day-to-day basis or whatever the case is, you know, like they do normal things like everybody else do.
And
of
I wonder how
their
patients feel, like your doctor's on TV fighting. Like, come on. Ain't one of them like a psychiatrist or something? Like, how am I going to sit down on the couch and you over here having issues with women on
TV? No. It's the husband. It's the husband. He's a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Well, hell, you got a crazy wife. You need to counsel her. How the hell are you going to counsel me?
I don't know which one he is. I'm sure if Quad was on his phone right now, she would have an issue with me. But, child, pay it. But, you know, because she, you know, she people get it mixed up, you know, what a husband is, so.
That show can't be no worse than that show about some preacher wives, which I've never seen.
Oh, no,
but
that
I've
show,
heard
I
so,
boycotted.
I've heard so much about that Ratchet show.
Yeah, that show was a mess. They was at the strip club and everything.
Jason, did you start watching The Killing yet?
I've gotten into episode 2 of The Killing. I need to watch that one when I'm not laying in my bed because every time I start to watch that, I end up falling asleep. So I know. So this summer, the one thing that we have all said about this show that we do appreciate, the break that we're about to get because, baby, this show is no joke on your sleep pattern.
That is true.
Yeah, it definitely is true. I don't know what people want to do because there's a lot of people that do love the show and it gives them something to do and everything like that. But you guys have to bear with us, honey. Sometimes it's a little draining and it's a little overbearing, honey. We just need a break. So,
We commend you, Jasmine, for opening up the door for the ballroom community. We must commend you for that because none of us would be here if it was not for the CEO, Jasmine Couture.
That's right. Absolutely.
So we love you and we commend you.
Wait a minute, Nisi. To the people in the chat room, if there is something that you want this last show to be about that we're not discussing, please press 1.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting outside. Listen, let me tell y'all about me, honey. I'm sitting outside. It's cool out here. I'm sitting outside by the pool. I'm relaxing. I ain't even looking at a chat room. I opened it up for y'all so y'all can talk among yourselves. But please feel free to call in and press 1 because I can't sit here and look at 50 screens. I'm not going through all that. Y'all can call in and press 1. If y'all don't want to listen to what we're saying, I keep saying it to y'all, turn it off. That's all y'all have to do is turn it off. What do y'all want to talk about? Because nobody sits here and presses 1, and when we do talk about shit, y'all don't say nothing. I told y'all, call in. If there's certain people y'all want to put on blast, y'all can call in and say it. Stop trying to have everybody do y'all dirty work. There ain't nobody sitting here doing y'all dirty work.
They only have 2 minutes.
We're going into record mode.
Yeah, we're about to go into record mode anyway, so you have to call in real quick or something. Cause, and Jason, I think Jason's call dropped. Jason, are you there? Oh, Jason better hurry up and call back in, honey. You got 2 minutes. Damn,
where's Mark?
Going by there quickly.
Ciao.
Where's Mark at?
Jason, you're back. Don't get disconnected.
I know. I don't know what happened.
You started reading the chat room, honey, and they disconnected you.
They tapped that line.
Yeah.
They prayed to Beyonce.
They prayed to who?
They cut them off again.
Oh, Jason, you got disconnected again.
They cut you off again.
That's the Jesus.
No.
The Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jason, you got 90 seconds to call in.
Oh,
no.
Because he be talking about the Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
Thanks.
Jesus.
Somebody got, oh, he back. Jason, what are you going through?
I don't know what this phone is doing tonight.
That's Beyonce smiting you.
Okay, Beyonce, I'm sorry. I will not say, I will not name my dog Ivy Blue. I will not name my dog Ivy Blue.
I know you wasn't going to name your dog Ivy Blue.
Yes, I was.
Why was you going to do that?
Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
Ivy.
Baby, Jay-Z, the hole was going to come get you.
Where's the rest of the girls? Is Naima still there? Mark?
I know. Mark has been quiet. Naima has been quiet. What are y'all doing?
Well, I had my phone on mute, but I've been listening.
Naima over there plotting. Naima over there plotting on what she's going to do to Sean.
Oh, child, she
knows
what's
good
for her.
Yeah, she gets the plotting.
She better not.
Naima, what's going on? What you feeling, sis?
You better ask Mark, Sean.
Nothing. I'm just listening, honey. Some things just aren't, you know, don't need any energy. But I'm just sitting over here listening, honey, to the show.
Well,
on my iPad, Benny.
Well, you certainly gave me energy last night, Miss Thing. Okay, because
ooh,
my good girlfriend told me you did.
Okay, Sean.
Okay?
Sean, you only get one pass when you come up for my sister. That is the second time you don't came for my sister. I don't let no boy talk to my sister too much.
Okay,
team,
but you... Okay. But you know what, child, Miss Naima came for me last night, honey, and I wasn't aware of it. So, you and I.
You're
in
the back.
What did Naima say last night? Let me tell y'all something about last night. Let me tell y'all, literally, I fell asleep on that show. I literally fell asleep. I told Kelly this afternoon, I was like, girl, I was so tired that as I was doing switchboard, I fell asleep. I don't even know what happened on that show.
You're not the only one. I fell asleep, too.
I fell asleep four times, and they kept saying J-Rock, and I woke up like I was listening. I was not listening.
That's how I knew that Naima had said something, honey, because my friend had
told,
yeah, well, my friend told me, and then I said, well, I need to confirm this, honey. And, you know, and I listened
all
to
I
the archives.
All I remember hearing was, I can't even remember the last thing. I know I heard Kelly. I heard London. I heard Jason laughing a lot. I can't even remember which I was. So I heard Naima and Kelly going back and forth a little bit. I heard London say things about Naima and shoes. And I, that's all I remember her. And baby, I went and got in my bed and cuddled up, honey. And baby, I fell right asleep.
The head off my head.
I just was like, all I heard was London laughing. Or I heard Kelly laughing and Naima and Jason. Bitch, I turned around.
That's what happened.
After a while, nobody was pressing one. I turned around and went right to sleep.
Hmm. Naima, how long you been doing hair for, girl?
Since 91.
Oh, you've been doing that for a long time, girl. Why are you working in the salon?
And you notice how you're the only one that fell out last in each year.
No, it's no shade behind it. I'm just asking a question. That's all, girl. Like, you know, have you ever worked in a salon?
Yeah, I worked in the salon a couple of times.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to know because I know you do the girls' hair and stuff like that. You get them ready. So,
I don't know about up there in the north, but in the south, you make more money outside of the salon because you're not paying no rent or nothing. You're charging your own price. So the girls don't work.
Well,
if you
ain't got no
hoops
for you, I'm gonna make more money.
Baby,
I know my
What is the shade between Naima and Sean?
I don't know.
It's no, It's no shade. I was just asking a question. That's all.
Ready?
I have a question for everybody. I have a question for everybody. Have y'all tried them damn Dorito tacos?
I know that helps.
Little
Tito, I do not want to do that. Thank you. Good night.
Well, that's what I'm about to give me right now. I'm about to give me 5 Dorito tacos and 3 burritos.
Hey, get you a fleet.
I'm glad I'll sleep with you.
Okay.
I don't know.
You eating all that late? Oh my God.
You talking about heartburn, gas, and shit.
You should have had dinner at work. 202-696, press 1 again, honey, because you pressed. There you go. 202-696, you're on the air.
Y'all, it's Marcus.
Marcus, I can't hardly hear you.
Can y'all hear me now?
A little bit. You sound muffled.
Oh my God. Hello?
Hello?
You still sound muffled. No.
Hold on. My phone sounded like it was on speakerphone when it wasn't on speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I heard a little bit of the topic tonight, but I had to click off for a conference call, and I had a comment to make, though, or a question to ask. The things you guys were talking about tonight, I certainly understand, but how do you guys feel when it's something I put on my Facebook. I'd rather be hugged with the truth than kissed with a lie. How do y'all feel about that in regards to what we're dealing with tonight, the topic tonight? I'd rather be hugged with the truth than kissed with a lie.
What does that
mean?
Does it mean like you rather someone just tell you the truth up front as opposed to be stabbed in your back and phony with you? Is that what that means?
Well, right. I'd rather you tell me, if I ask you your opinion, I'd rather you tell me the truth than you tell me what I want to hear. Because at the end of the day, I asked you because I really wanted to know with your opinion. So do you sometimes think that people have a tendency to do that, and then when they don't hear what they want to hear, it's them thinking someone's hating on them or betrayal, when it's not really betrayal, they're just telling you, you know, as a friend, or, you know, even as somebody, as a frenemy, you know, that may not be the best thing, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, as people say, it's always, you know, it's negative, but I really wish there were some things that, you know, that people came to me after the fact and said, you know what, Marcus, I wanted to tell you, but I didn't. I really wish they would have. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow.
So I guess it could be like, you know, I guess some people are not, they're the kind of people, some people are like, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, you know, by telling you the truth or whatever the case is. You know, some people are like that. Some people are not very direct in what they really want to say, you know. So I don't know.
But do you think that's hating? Okay, do you really think that's a form of, what's the word? Do you feel as though that's a way of kind of setting your girlfriend up? Like, example, if your girlfriend, y'all about to go out, and you're like, girl, how I look? And they'd be like, oh, you look good, girl, but they know you look a fool. Why would your friend, you know, which one would hurt more?
Right, that's not your friend. And it depends on the kind of relationship you guys have, you know. So, because I wouldn't set my girlfriend up.
But that's just like they say, friends don't let friends drag wrong, and then they be like, oh, girl, you look good. You are fierce. He's like, no, she's fierce.
But my take on that is, I'm a direct person, and I prefer to only deal with direct people, because if I ask you a question, I really want your honest answer. I'd rather you tell me the truth and I deal with it than you tell me a lie and then I go out and I feel set up,
right,
not only by the people around me, but by you. But I mean, but some things are what's the word I'm looking for? The answer that you answer your own question. Like, if I know I look a mess, or I try something on, and I have to ask, how do I look in this? Clearly, in my mind, I already know that that's not something that I should have on. I just want validation from somebody else that I don't, that I shouldn't have it on. And that's, like, one of the reasons that, like, certain celebrities say that they like certain people around them, because all their life, all they ever had around them were yes people.
If all you want to
be around me is a yes person, then I don't need you in my inner circle. I need people in my inner circle to be like, you know what? Right now, that's not the best thing for you to do. You shouldn't do that. I'd rather have friends that's going to be honest with me all the time than be around fake and phony people. Just like I'm the type of person that if me and you were friends, Sean, and I saw your boyfriend out with somebody else, you might got four other friends that would be like, oh, that's Sean's boyfriend out with somebody else. Now, you look at situations, like that could be his cousin, but if I look at that situation and I can read into that situation that that's not your boyfriend, when I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm calling Sean, and some people might think that's being messy, but you my fucking friend. So I'm calling Sean, and I'm like, bitch, I was out tonight, and I saw such and such. I took a picture. I'm about to text it to you. You do with it what you want. Now, at the end of the day, you might be mad at me, but I know I did the right thing by our friendship. Then somebody else later on down the road was like, oh, yeah, bitch, I saw him out 3 or 4 months ago. Well, bitch, if you saw him out 3 months ago and you saw that he was cheating on me, why the fuck didn't you say something?
Oh, I mean, that can...
We're there, Jason.
But you know what? That can go either way, you know.
Do y'all think the ballroom has too many yes men? Yes people?
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
So they're sitting. But how does that work? Because, okay, to me, in some type of way, I always thought the ballroom, you had to be a strong-minded person who is very independent and thought, who just, you know, you kind of made your own rules. But if all these people are looking for validation, and the validation is coming in forms of, what's the word, like lowering the standards, like, you know, like, yes, girl, are you real? Like, y'all get those emails, you know, when you play the Q&A on Facebook and somebody asks you, do you think I'm drag face, or do you think I'm drag realness, or do you think I have face? Why do they get mad when you tell them what you see wrong with them? Or do they just really want you to, like, yes, Giz, you got it? I mean, how do y'all handle those situations?
My thing is this, don't ask the question if you're not ready for the answer. You ask the question. You know what I'm saying? So just be ready when I tell you exactly what I think. Ciao.
Well, for some people, Sean, that's easier said than done.
Marcus,
I think what it is a lot of the people that ask that is like these new generation type kids. If you ask me, they're not used to getting cut. Like, you know, back in the day, we got cut with the truth. But now they want you to be tactfully proficient now, and, you know, before you tell them the truth, try to make it soft on them. That's what I like about my granny Raquel, and you can attest to this. She gives you the straight-up truth. She don't care if you like it, whether you cry about it, or what. She's going to tell you exactly the truth, and that's the kind of people you need. But this new generation, they never got cut with the truth. You gotta watch how you tell them. Tell them the truth, but ease it on them.
I think a lot of that does come from the new generation, because I know in my era, honey, it's not like that. Because I don't tell people that I'm very close with really quickly, including your granny, when we were roommates. You know, I would be quick to say it because, you know, me and her were roommates for a while, and I say the same thing to Kelly really quickly as well. I love you down as a sister, but I want you to always remember I'm not one of your fans. So when I speak to you, I'm speaking the truth. I'm not a fan of yours, and I'm not going to stroke your ego. You know, when you're on the floor and you're entertaining and stuff, I'll be there to support you. I'll tip you. I'll go up for you. I'll judge you. I'll give you my 10, so forth and so on, if it's deserved, whatever, whatever. But I'm not going to be one of your fans. I'm not riding your coattails. And I'm not one of the guest girls. If there's something wrong, I will tell you, because I want you to tell me as well. And respectfully, you know, we can always, you know, it's respectfully. I get that from Kelly a lot. You know, Kelly will ask me, Jasmine, I know you'll give me the right answer. Same thing with her. I'll ask her, she'll give me the right answer.
because, you know, there is a lot of fake and phony people out there when it comes to that. But then, like, you know, Marcus, like you were saying, and stuff, there's a lot of people who live and thrive off of that. That's all they want around them, you know, because that's what they feel they need, you know. They just need that. You know, a lot of people just don't have confidence within themselves. You know, in all honesty, all those games that are happening on Facebook, when you have to ask all these questions, what are you asking the questions for? Like, why do you need validation from all these people? You know, it's just like even when people put pictures up and they want to show their bodies and they want to show this and they want to, oh, come on, now, that's a little too much. You know, you don't need to be so
started
in that.
You know what started it, Jasmine? You remember the BGC top 10? You know, the hot list or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
I had a girl I used to do. People would get mad when you wouldn't rank their pictures. And I'd be like, bitch, I'm just on here looking at the pictures. Bitch, why I got to put Tim up there?
Oh, yeah.
They get mad at you. You went
off.
And then when you go, and then you go rate the pictures and you give them, like, you might give somebody a 9 on one of the pictures. They want to sit there and send you a message cussing you out. You trying to mess up my rating? Like, no, I didn't. I don't think the picture was a 10.
My thing is this, if you don't know who you are and if you don't know your self-worth, then no one else is going to know. And that's the
exactly.
bottom line. I don't care who rates this, that, and the third, but if you don't know who you are, then how do you expect other people to see who you are? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's all about perception, too, you know? It really is. Because if I perceive you to be something, then you are it. If I perceive you to be good looking, then you are good looking. So that's the bottom line, honey. So it's a lot with that.
And then my last comment was, how do you? A lot of people told me I'm very blunt, and I do try to think about what I say before I say it. But I haven't said, you know, when y'all let y'all kick in.
Please let me answer. Come on, hurry up with your question.
Ooh. So.
Oh, shit.
Okay, does blunt mean, does that kind of suggest you being untactful with it?
Marcus, with you, it is no shame. You're very cut. And when you get irritated with somebody or a situation or a question, you become even more sharp-edged and deeper. Sometimes you will try to cut, use your words to cut to the core of the bone. And that's what a lot of people get mad at with you. It's not that you're saying what you want to say. It's the fact that you're saying it. And a lot of times it's truth and it's getting under their skin and it's piercing into their very soul. And that's what they cannot say.
But, Michi, but this is the difference. I don't mean for it to be hurtful. That's the shame behind it. There is no,
oh, that is
you know
not
when people
intent.
Even say stuff like there is no like oh it's no shade but it's shade.
But Marcus,
when I say
no,
that,
it's shade because you
never have shade behind it.
Because you will
so
go from if and but and the to the core mediocre. You use all these big educated terminology and words. No one of these kids don't know what that shit means. So
no shade. I'll give you an example. Monday, y'all did all of that. Y'all was kicking, you know. Y'all was trying
right.
to get me to call in and press 1. I came on and made one statement, and we went quiet, right?
Right.
Right.
That's not. Was that untactful?
No.
Because it chose my words wisely.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Think it, correct me if I'm wrong. I think, like, say if someone commits a murder or they, whatever, they cut someone or whatever, and you go to court. Now, I'm not sure, but don't they judge you off your intent?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
agree,
it's
Sean.
All about. So it's all about your intentions. You know what I'm saying? So.
A lot of times my intentions is to really get somebody off of me. I rarely ever attack someone first. You know what I mean? It's very
that is
rare.
True.
That
but I feel a lot of your responses
for me.
Are premeditated, though.
What are the things?
A lot of your responses.
There are things that I have thought about in my head. I call them reserved reads. And I encourage everyone to get one for everybody. It's something that you can say and you can shut a bitch up and fight. And you only say it. You don't say it when you get really mad at them. It's something to where when they hurt you, you can gag them with it. Like this thing, keep it cute because. And you know, it's called the reserve read. Y'all don't have those?
Yeah, I have.
And one
those.
Thing
I have
that trump card that you know that's gonna shut a bitch up.
What is that?
A reserved read. Y'all don't have that. For everyone that you're close to, it's that one thing you probably would never tell them because you love them. But if they made you mad, like if y'all ever fell out and they really,
right.
you know, y'all don't have those?
Mm-hmm. I have some reserve. I have quite a few reserved reads.
Hold on. No, because if no, I don't have reserved reads because if you're close to me, you're going to. If you're close to me. You're going to know how I feel about you, good days or bad days.
No, you may love them, but you know it's that one thing that you just look past because that's your friend, but you know if that bitch ever crossed you, you would just let them have it.
Yes,
with that one thing. But, I mean, it would take a lot. Like you might wouldn't pull it. It'd be a once-in-a-lifetime trump card.
But you know what, Marcus? I have a lot of those. That's when you – like, sometimes I play like I don't know a lot of stuff because I'm just kicking. But if you really try it, oh, I got some stuff that I can fucking tell you that will make you want to pop me when you see me.
Because J-Rock, your mouth is a little stern, too, though, no shade. So when I first got into J-Rock, I will be honest to say I did not feel her. And I was waiting for her to come my way. But he never came my way because his mouth and that attitude was real stern. And I was very, who is she? With my whole attitude. But then when I got to know him, I said, ooh, I live.
I understand, Marcus, but I mean, I may be wrong, Marcus. I really may be wrong because people may be saying, you just don't know Marcus. But to me, it seems like you are a very defensive person because of the shit that have came your way. So you're just waiting on the right bitch. You don't mean to be offensive, but you're ready. You're always ready when the bitch tries. That's what you give me.
What? No, you know what I want to call it? I want to consider it. You know how you have that grandmother that just tells you whatever she wants to let you know, whether it's good, bad, indifferent? That's how I view myself. And there's certain things, there's a way that your grandmother can get to you without, to where, how do I say it? Like, it's not even a read, but you know in yourself, she can only really say, like, she can be like, and you already know what she's giving. And that's kind of what my intentions be a lot of time, to be like, you know what, like, I don't even want to say it. I'll give a clue for you to, like, for it to hit your head because you're already thinking about it. You know how people think we get all this tea from these groups and everything? A lot of times, we can read some. I have a gift of reading someone's Facebook, and the truth, and just like the truth hits me, and like what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? Versus nobody had to tell me that your boyfriend cheated one thing. You know, you might put it on Facebook, but it could have been, you know what, I hate motherfuckers, or you know, my boyfriend. And then from the tea comes out to where we get close enough of the story, and the rest of the story comes out. I don't really know. I don't want to be viewed as I'm already viewed as a negative person. I don't want to be viewed as someone that thinks that I have hate for people because I'm jealous of them. Because there are very few people in the world I'm jealous of. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about, like, maybe celebrities. That would be a life that, like, their kind of their money, their riches. But, like, anybody in the ballroom, I applaud what they have. You know what I mean? Or what they've accomplished. I would never... You know, like sometimes people say things, but yes, grandma.
Marcus, goddamn it! I've been pressed what? Now you said what your granny would say. Well, granny is here to tell you, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true, granny.
It's how you say it. You know your words hold power. And you must remember that.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true,
but
honey.
The power are in. This is the difference. Granny, which one would hurt more? Would it hurt you more if a read came from your grandmother or if a read came from a bitch on the street?
You're not hearing me. You say you educated. I said it's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Well, I I hear what you're saying, Granny, but I also believe it depends on who's saying it. Because you give me an example.
No,
if a poor bitch
came
to
get
done,
you
have no shade.
To pick your words wisely and your tonations.
That is true. That's true. I would agree with that.
And your
words,
Granny?
And your
tonation. When you are addressing somebody, you got to remember the tone in which you speaking to them as well.
That's right. That's right.
What?
Now, Marcus,
you're
saying it depends on the person. Now, I would expect you to come off kind of harshly or whatever if you already have an issue with that person. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not but I'll give you an example. It's not even when you're having an issue with the person. I'm talking about if, let's say, these are just random people. Like, a lot of times, I'll give you an example. In the Gulf Coast group or anywhere, somebody may post a picture and be like, yes, I don't know why I got chopped. And then you look at the picture and you're like, bitch, what did they just walk? They walked face? And you see all these bumps on their face, or their makeup not blended right, or their nose look like it needs to be contoured. And instead of just being like, oh, bitch, you look awful, you know, J-Rock has seen it. We'd be like, well, you know what, maybe you should try this. You know, you try to soften the blows. We'd be like, well, you know, now you may, because for some reason everybody thinks everything is shade. When they get chopped, when they lose the battle, I rarely hear bitches say I lost fans square these days.
But then that goes back to what she just said. It's like how your delivery is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you say it, but then at the end of the day, how do I say this? The only person, there are very few people who can say something to hurt my feelings unless I already know it's true. So like if a stranger on the street came up to you and said, you know what, you look fierce. They don't really know you, so like it really shouldn't hurt. But if, like, your grandmother walked up to you, be like, you know what? Like, bitch, you don't look right. Like, what is wrong with you? If your grandmother or somebody close to you came to you and delivered that message, it would hurt more, right? So I think that's
Absolutely.
What happens. I think these people that you look up to, that you idolize, they tell you something and you feel like you feel hurt by what they're saying, but these people really don't know you. You know what I mean? They know. You know, when people get on the radio and say, oh, Marcus, I think you're such a horrible person, you don't know me. You know what you hear on the radio or what you read about me on Facebook or something. You don't really know me. You know?
Right.
That guy on the computer who just went back and forth like, well, Miss Thing, you're skinny. Anybody has met me know I'm not skinny by no means. So, I mean, it just hits me.
But, Marcus, I understand that because I've seen that firsthand. I'll never forget. We was in Dallas, and one of the first balls, the baby walked up to Sasha and just lived for Sasha, and she looked at him, and she said, do you think I can walk face? And Sasha said, I don't see it. And that hurt that child. But I could see that Sasha was really just saying, I don't see it.
I just
you know,
don't see
she,
it.
Just,
she
was
right.
like, I don't
she
see
it.
It. And she said, and after that, she hated Sasha. She was like, oh, she can't, oh, she just can't take me. I can't believe she said she don't see it. Everybody say that I look good. And I said, it's a difference in looking good and having faith, though. Then she got mad
right.
at me. And I'm
right.
like, well, girl, I love
to tell
you.
Well, you
right.
know what she could have said? She could have said, you ain't ready, baby, instead of saying, I don't see it.
That's
what
true.
I mean.
Yeah,
you
that's right.
You ain't ready. I mean, how do you get ready
that's
for something?
Right.
Unless you got to have surgery, which I feel as though you tell somebody, well, I think
right.
you should have your teeth done. That's even more hurtful. Or, bitch, I think
but you know what?
You should have a nose job.
Granny hit it right on the nose. There's a lot of people, like, when it comes to these judging and stuff like that, we have all these categories and people so quick to sew up a chop. But then when the commentator or somebody asks, well, why did you chop me? And the first thing they say is, I don't see it. Instead
right,
of actually
exactly.
kind of breaking it down, saying, sweetie, maybe you need to work on this, work on that. Maybe there's a little bit of holes in your outfit. I mean, I went through the same thing. It took a long time for Jason
hello?
Prodigy to, yes, hello. Y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Like one time at the awards ball, you know, when they wore $5,000 club campaign, I chopped Jason Prodigy because he had a hole in his outfit, and I just felt that, you know, in a category of that magnitude, you shouldn't be walking around with a hole. And, you know, he may have taken it as shade, or people took it as shade at that time, but I did explain it was because of that. You know, so I try my best to explain the reason on why
mm-hmm.
I do what I do. A lot of people don't do it that way. They may say, you know, I just don't see it. A child, I did it because I wanted to, or whatever. It's just all about the way you express
the way you
yourself.
Do it.
It's
mm-hmm.
the way you do it and stuff. I do agree with Granny. You know, maybe Sasha should have told her, maybe you're not ready, maybe you need to work on this, maybe you need to work on that. We all got to remember in some of the images that we face or who we are, a lot of people look up to us for certain reasons, and when we kind of talk to them a little bit, we just got to watch our tone. And because of that,
mm-hmm.
people will take it a certain way, you know?
That's right.
Jasmine, what if they're not hearing what they want to hear? Like, that's the – it could be – I've seen, you know, Sasha's already not an intimidating person. She's actually really good with her fans and things like that. So
right.
I can imagine her saying it like – sweetie, it's no shade. I just don't see it. And she probably didn't yell it. She probably whispered it to the child. She probably didn't make a scene or anything or throw her hands
right.
up. It probably was just a normal thing. And the child, because she didn't hear what she wanted to hear, because the truth
what
hurts.
I was getting at.
You know,
what
right?
I mean,
you know, it's no shade. I've
say,
seen people.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't say it as in, like, you know how they go, well, girl, I didn't see it. No, it was kind of like that. You could see it in her face. Like she said, I don't see it. I just don't see it. And she even gave her a suggestion. She said, now, Bush Queen face? Yeah, but that, I don't see it. But check this out, though. The girl that she said she don't see it made the girl come harder. Now she's actually a contender.
Oh,
so,
well, see,
I mean,
you know. You know what?
You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. And one thing you got to remember, and what I don't understand, now we know all this shit is a competition. And when
uh-huh.
you're in a competition, you know you're going to be judged and critiqued. So why the fuck is you getting an attitude?
That's right. True.
That is so true.
I don't
you know,
get
that
at
so
all.
True.
If you can't take no criticism of being judged, you shouldn't be competing no damn way. I don't give a fuck if it's ballroom or not. When you in any competition, they gonna judge your ass.
That's right.
You know what made me love this show? I used to love listening to the show on Monday nights because I would be able to go to a ball and really, we give our honest opinions. And, you know, promoters would hit us up and say, you know what, I appreciate you telling us that. You know, I'm going to work on it. And the next time I went to that ball, they might have done something different, like, you know, or, you know, whatever it was. And even for my balls, like, I like to hear the people who went to the ball call in and say what they have to say because it gives you something to work towards, like that feedback type of thing. But some people just can't take that no more. They just can't hear anything bad. They want to hear everything was fab. It was tens across the board. It was sickening. It was everything.
Hey, baby, they got mental issues going on. They should be in no goddamn competition.
That's right. Because everything's not going to be
you're talking about half of the ballroom, man. More than probably half.
Well, it is what it is, goddamn it.
it always takes me back to what I've always said. Back in the day, it was an honor to be tens across the board. Maybe you didn't win, but if you got tens across the board, it was honor to always be ten across the board. So if you're giving these girls tens just because you're saying they should be able to get through, now they always thinking they're tens across the board. So the minute
right.
they mess up a little bit and you say, oh, no, there's a hole right there. No, I can't, I'm a chop.
Right, they
want you
to look past
it.
Some
right.
people believe they're automatic tens.
Right, exactly. Like, come on. You know what? And I will say this. You know, a lot of these girls that are walking any category or just walking face or whatever, child, they just should not be walking it because face consists of skin, teeth, child, I guess your hair, everything. Everything has to be done. Your eyes, your eyes can't be cross-sided or nothing like that. Your face, your entire face has to be on. You know what I'm saying?
Let me give you an example also, though, honey. I'm not trying to
you know, open up any old wounds, but, you know, like, not that I really care. But the bottom line is, like, you know, that $7,000 that was given out at the Ebony Ball in Atlanta, you know, it's not just the Virgin as well. It's the coattail riders, too. You know, like, when you don't vote for them or you stop them or whatever, not only are you getting that feedback from the person itself, you get all the other little coattail riders and fans, like, how dare you do that to them, and you shouldn't have
Jasmine,
done
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Now that you brought that up, not to cut you off, because Jasmine, you were on that panel, and actually you were the star of the night. For anyone that doesn't remember, Jasmine going over
tonight,
her old.
She was the star. She won the grand prize.
She was the star as far as the category winner, but the category was
star
in
judge.
Itself. Jasmine was the highlighted judge of the night. Jasmine, how did you honestly feel about your choice, your decision, the remarks, the replies, because you was hated after that moment?
How do I feel about what?
No, how did you feel after, like I never really got into, like, how you really felt, because you was, like, the most hated judge after that, almost. I mean, just from all the talk.
And?
The MySpace, the Yahoo was going off, and, like, how did you take all that? How did you deal with that? Because I did not want to be the person in your shoes that night.
Not that I didn't care. Bottom line is I don't care. I mean, that's the whole thing. The difference is everybody can have their opinion based on me. You can't get mad at me because of my opinion or my honesty. If y'all want to hate and feel a certain way because I voted or the way I voted, by all means, y'all do whatever the fuck y'all want, because at the end of the day, I got back on, no, I think I drove to Atlanta. I got back in my car and came back to my home, my business, my family, and continued to live my life. I don't, you know, what people do, that's extracurricular to me. So what happens at that extracurricular activity has nothing to do with me anymore. You know, that was past. That was like going to the movie, and now the movie's over with. You know, that's
well,
it.
You were put,
you know?
You were put on that panel to do what, Jasmine? To do what? What were you put on that panel to do? Exactly. And that's the end of that. You know?
I will say she judged fairly, because it was funny when it got when the vote got to Jasmine, everybody just kind of turned and looked, because I think she was almost like a deciding factor, if I can remember. And so, it's like you have your house member here.
See, that's what the gag was. People felt that just because she was my house member and the mother of one of my chapters, they felt that it was going to go one way, and the gag factor was it didn't go that way. So how can you get mad at me? Like, I got the backlash from the house, I got the backlash from the fans, I got the backlash from the individual, I got the backlash from all over. But y'all also kissed my ass. I don't give a fuck what y'all feel. You know, this is my opinion. I go based on what the category said. I go based on what, and I still stick to that to this day. The category read sell, and clearly Raquel sold it to me. We all judged the 10 for the face, but now when it came to the battles, you can't just battle with the face. You got your 10 for face. Now we go into the sell, because now we're battling. That's what battling consists of. And I got one person over here that's standing looking like a beauty under the light. She's just standing there
looking like $7,000.
Emoting and giving me everything, making me feel it, giving me poses and everything under fans, and giving me every movement that you can think of. Like I'm fast forwarding through a magazine. I'm seeing all these different poses by the second.
This
on one side, and the other one I'm seeing underneath the light. What am I supposed to do? No, I gave it to who was selling it. Y'all get mad over it. Y'all can stay mad over it. I don't care.
I would agree with you, because if you're selling it and you have my attention, I'm going to give it to you. You know, as opposed to someone that's just standing there, you know, like, girl. So, make me a believer.
Okay, so now, in lieu of that, though, Jazz, you being a judge on the panel as well, you know, that was, you know, one of the things looked at. But then people also looked at the fact of when it came to, I think, Raquel and Didi, was it, the final? And Didi kind of just sat there and fanned and turned the head to the side, almost kind of like what Amaya kind of did without the fan. And Raquel still gave you that same pose to picture time top model. So how do you view it from that standpoint? Or to me, I think Didi is still selling it, but in a different factor. Because the fan, to me, just took me up.
When it comes to judging, and I can't even remember how the judging went with the Didi and the Raquel, even if I judged that portion, I don't even think it got down to me at that point because I was on one end. But in all honesty, I can't remember though, but in all honesty, that's what it's like. Again, let me just, you know, just try to explain how I judge. When it comes down to it, again, I look at the whole aspect of the category itself. And when it comes down to, all right, both of these people have faith. Okay, maybe, like, let's say, okay, you got through for your 10, and I think you're beautiful, but this one is more stunning. Now, I don't even have to sell it to me because I think she still outshines you. Or, you know, that my vote is going in one way. But now if it comes to the point where, okay, I think both you guys are stunning, I can't clock you for anything, so forth and so on, I'm going to have to go to something else. I'm going to have to go to the selling technique, or I'm going to have to go to the smiling technique, or I'm going to have to go to another technique. That's the way I would have to judge on it. There was flaws with that individual. Not only was it the selling technique that didn't get my, you know, that didn't grasp my attention, there was the, you know, the dress didn't fit right, the hair wasn't right. You know, so there was so many other things about that individual that I automatically knew where my vote was going to go. In all honesty, if they both stood under the light, I still would have went with that original vote because of the fact that there were still flaws in that area. Now, when it came to Didi, I didn't see any flaws. When it came to Raquel, I didn't see any flaws. When it came to a selling technique, Didi's selling technique was good, and so was Raquel. So, again, I can't really recall or remember how that one went, but I know that with that original one, there was just a little bit too many flaws on one end compared to that, you know, that end. So that's where that all came from.
So, Jasmine, for $7,500,
and you have
flaws
in the chop? Marcus, you are in my head.
For $7,500, wouldn't multiple flaws mean a chop?
Multiple flaws would mean a chop. Multiple flaws definitely would mean a chop. But in all honesty, sometimes with the image itself, you don't catch the flaws when they first come out there. When they first come out there, you can't really get in because they come out there. You have people snapping cameras. You have commentators waving in their faces. The audience is going up. The judges is going up. So you really can't get into a person at that point until you actually see them standing there on the sideline. Then you're noticing, why are they adjusting their dress so much? Oh, bitch, your dress is really not fitting. Or you've seen them because they've walked out there so long and they've done so much. Okay, that hair is not really sticking the way it should. Now they don't start and all the rest of that stuff. So things start falling apart as it starts coming along. So it's like when you first hit the floor, you may not notice it. But when they start getting in the side or after a few battles, you start seeing that everything starts falling apart. And that's what kind of happens sometimes with it. Because, again, when you make that appearance, bitch, all you knowing is, oh, my God, she's in the building. She's going to give me a show. Everybody's all over the place.
That's
but you can't get into it.
I like those judges that take their time to score, especially for, like, it's performance. You know, as soon as that person does that little signaling move that, you know, you look for. I think I call it, if you don't make the crowd go ow twice in about 15, 20 seconds, you know, the judges might chop you. But for face, I like when the judges take their time to score somebody because, you know, it's a lot that you have to take in versus the bitch all the way in the back and they sit there standing and then that, somebody throwing up their tens. Bitch, you can't, I know you can't see from back
but
there.
But in that magnitude, though, Marcus, I think the only person they really, really paid that much attention to due to all the hype, because you got to remember, they was coming back one after one. They was throwing each other left and right. And you got your, you know, your big name girls hitting that floor, boom, boom, boom. So you didn't really didn't have the time to really get into the flaws at the 10s perspective.
But 75, it's no shade. If that category was done again, and it's no shade, we had, that definitely was one of the, like, the highlights. You know, involved.
That was the face,
best face category
in a long time.
Yeah, the,
no
the face girls hit the floor. But I believe had the judges taken their time, a few of them didn't look like $7,500. They looked
that
like
$750. I feel one of the final top three should have been Nadia. I think she went down too quick because Nadia sat.
What do you mean go down too quick? That's just the nature of the game. I really wish there was a different way, you know, how do I say this? Like, you know, like when commentators or when the judges pick the battles, because that's how they did it, the judges pick the battles, I kind of wish it was more like, Jen, can you explain how they do the pageant scoring? And then when they do final night, you never really know how the preliminary night scoring went. Like, they call it a top 10, but I really wish a ball was done like that. Like, if you're going to do a big category like that and, you know, you know multiple girls are going to walk, okay, bitch, only the top five are going to battle. And we're going to score you, and we're going to write down your scores, and then after that we're going to take the top five, and those are the people that's going to battle. Because maybe it won't
if it was done on a magnitude of that nature, then it definitely would have been different, because then you have certain things that they are looking for. They have to keep their eye on it. You know, there's so many different areas that you have to keep your eye on. And then, you know, those girls that have those top scores, like Marcus said, those would be the ones to be able to battle for the cash. Yeah, I definitely see that.
Versus getting chopped, you know, because some people take a chop personal. But if it was like that, be like, okay, well, girl, it wasn't a chop, but you just didn't have the high score. Because I'm pretty sure if those girls ranked each other and figured out who was the best amongst themselves, they knew who was done.
That's the number system that I've been talking about for over a year, but everybody told me I was mad, that's stupid, blah, blah, blah. Motherfucker. That would let them know.
But you know what
the
way ballroom is and the hype of the category and the hype of, like, you know, Michi was saying, when the girls start coming out, don't nobody want to feel that. Don't nobody want to do that. It's like, and you know, and especially with the promoter themselves, you got to look at the promoter as well. The promoter wants the category to be a success. The promoter wants these girls really to get their 10s. Because it was really all about this. All you kept hearing with this category was not really so much about the face, because we knew everyone that was walking had face. We all knew that. We knew that no naughty girls would really come out.
All of them didn't have face, though. They all didn't have face that night.
They all didn't.
Like who, Marcus?
You know, it was just the fact of they wanted to see the battle. That wasn't what it was.
But when you have battles like that, you're just picking your, how do I say it? I think it comes down to picking your girl. Like, it comes down to usually picking your girlfriend, not the $7,500, but when it comes down to like a $1,000 face or something like that, once everybody gets up there, there's a situation to where I've heard people tell somebody, you will never win in this city. We don't care how sitting you are, you're never going to win here. I'm like, bitch, like, how do you tell somebody that? And it's a beautiful,
you know what, Marcus,
stunning girl.
Well, Marcus, that makes me also ask, like somebody said something about Nadia. I've always said this to myself. I've never said this out loud. I really feel like Nadia gets knocked out too quick. I don't understand it. It's like,
I feel the same way.
Nadia doesn't lose that often, though.
When she's not on the West Coast, it's some balls that I feel like Nadia should. I'll just say it, coldest winner ever. I feel like Nadia was the. I feel like she should have won.
She won the Femme Queen face. She just lost to the woman. Now that night, I don't know. I mean, now, I think you have to look to it. I think
I
that night you have to kind of look at, you know, what's the ramifications, where you are. I mean, no shade.
But my thing is, I just feel like it's a lot of balls that Nadia went out too quick, if you ask, compared to the other girls standing up there.
Yeah, that's true. I agree
and
with you.
She is not my friend. I've never spoken to Nadia or anything.
So you consider yourself a Nadia fan. That's your favorite girl. Some people love, like, I personally love Shannon.
No,
I see Shannon's development. Some people love Raquel.
Listen.
Some people love Dee Dee. I mean, everybody has their favorite, and, you know,
listen,
I'm pretty
not,
sure.
No. My favorite is Amaya. Nadia is not my favorite. It's saying I'm looking at the way that the ball is going. And when I look at how the ball is going, I'm looking and I'm like, oh, bitch, this girl right here, she is fucking fitting. Her hair is right. Her clothes is right. Everything about her is right. Oh, the other girl, how did you fit her? And when you see, like Jasmine said, when you see Slog on the other girl and she fits the girl that, because it should be about the effect, too, because if both of you are stunning, drop-dead gorgeous, then you start getting into how did you bring it? Did you bring it like the flyer told you? Because both of y'all are drop-dead gorgeous. So I'm like, I just seen her go out too fast a lot of times for me.
Now you usually make it pretty far. I think you're talking about coldest one ever, but that's, she won her category. She just didn't win the money.
I just think it depends on who's on that panel, who knows who at that point, and, you know, child, if
like
who's
that.
Really,
I agree.
Who's, you know, who's really good girlfriends with whomever. You know what I'm saying? Who's known who the longest, who hangs out with each other, whatever. So it all plays a part in that, child. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm glad you guys brought up this topic a little bit about this category, whatever. Or I guess I started it. But I will leave you guys with this. That is something that I have been wanting to do. You know, like for the next ball that I do, whenever I do it, I have no idea when. But that is something that I want to do because I love the presence of the face divas. That's always been my favorite category. That has always been what I, you know, stand for. I love the femme queen face category, and I did want to have a special night where I honored not only the small girls, but the big girls as well, wrapped up in one night. And I just still have not put it down in writing on how I want to do it, because there's so many things you have to look at in the past when it comes to the judging, when it comes to the techniques, when it comes to the people that want to walk. And then you have the girls that are so intimidated by large amounts of money. But there's, you know, it's been roaming through my head that I do want to do this in one night, that I want to have Femme Queen face for $10,000 on top of big girl face for $5,000 at the same ball, the same night. I can't get it together. And until I get it together and I see what this ballroom scene continues to give in these categories, that is where my next, you know, my next project is, you know, in the lines of. It may change, but I know I've been sitting on that for a while because that's something that I do want to see, is Femme Queen face for 10 and Big Girl face for 5 all in one night. But that's something I will leave you guys with the summer to sit on the summer to sit on, whatever. We only have 9 minutes into the show, so I do want to say a couple of things really quickly. Number one, thank you for everyone that has tuned into the State of Emergency show for this past season. God willing, we will be back this fall after Labor Day with the show. We will be taking a summer break, so we will be returning back on Monday for the weekend recap, but there will not be no show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays as of now. If something does pop up, we will be popping up with something to promote as well as let you guys know in advance. But as far as Monday go, you can catch everyone on Mondays during the weekend recap with Kelly and her cast members, or if Kelly is not there, we may have different people from different cast shows, cast members from different shows fill in as well. So we will still be with you guys once a week to be there to give you guys the latest within ballroom, as well as all the tea, the gossip, the recaps, and balls and weekends, so forth and so on each week on Mondays. But we will be returning, God willing, and September after Labor Day with the shows. In the meantime, everybody can catch all the latest stuff as far as ballroom goes and tea and gossip and either of our two official groups, the official ballroom chat, as well as London Tea Party. I do want to say to everyone, I wish you guys a safe, healthy, fun summer. I do want to thank all the cast members and callers and people that have been a part of the show. Marcus, I know you don't officially consider yourself a cast member, but you are like family. Granny as well. Everyone that's a part of the show, that's always been a part of the show, Bishop, and all the rest of us. Sean, I love the fact that you're here, and I
thank
appreciate you.
You
being here, and I love that you sit with us. And I
thank
hope you to come back next season. Of course, J-Rock, Michi, Jason, Mark, Naima, everybody, I love you guys. Tiffany as well. All the people in the Blog Talk chat, all the people in the groups and all that stuff, I just want to say thank you. But Mama needs a break. London, Kelly, of course, I love you guys. Everybody, Rodney, everybody who's a part of the show, who brings so much to the show, I just want to say thank you as well. All the callers, Red Snapper, Pepsi, all the frequent listeners that we have out there as well, thank you as well, too. I will let everyone stay there. Good night. Please catch Big Brother this summer if you can. Please catch The Killing Season 3 if you can. Please catch True Blood and Dexter and all the TV shows that we watch. And that's pretty much it. I'll let you guys say good night. J-Ross?
Hey, good night. I hope to see everybody in Texas on June 13th for the Black Glam Ball, where it's $1,000 Sim Queen face and the first ever Texas Vogue night with the Senator's Senator. Thank you.
Thank you, J-Rock Sean.
Good night, everyone, and I hope everyone has a blessed summer, and just be safe, whatever you do.
Thank you, Sean. Michi?
Hey, everybody, good night. Have a blessed night. Thank you all for listening to this show on State of Emergency. Yay.
Thank you, Michi. Jason, on behalf of the Tea Party and the State of Emergency show.
Good night, everyone. On the behalf of the Tea Party and the State of Emergency show, I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Just watch out for the stuff in chat rooms. One more show. I don't like doing self-promotion, but people tell me I need to do it. One more thing I need you to check out is check out The Boy Put Your Pants Up, the web series. The next episode comes out actually on Friday. If you haven't watched it, if you have watched it, hate it or like it, leave your comments, because we need them. So we need to know what we need to do. But again, have a good summer, and I hope to see everybody in Atlanta, Labor Day.
Hold on, Jason. Granny, you want to say something?
Yeah, you know, I ain't no TV person like the rest of y'all, so I'ma kind of miss the show. And where is Naima ass at? Is she still on here?
No, Naima hung up.
Oh, shit, I just want to know if she's still having her show tomorrow. Hell, since y'all ain't
yes,
on
make sure you guys, make sure you guys tune in to Naima's show. She will be having her show, I think, on Thursdays as well as Sundays. So make sure you guys will have another type of show as well. So for you guys, make sure you support her and her show as well. But thank you, Granny. We have another private caller real quickly. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, real quick, I wanted to wish you a happy summer and a safe summer. And I think you did, you're doing an extraordinary job, and congratulations. We're all proud of you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, caller. All right, Jason, we have a few seconds left.
Well, I have not said this, and I wanted to say this on the air. Red Snapper, you are an auntie in my head, and I appreciate every conversation that we ever have and all the advice and the warm welcomes and wishes that you give to me. Thank you. And, hey, Pepsi, how you doing, girl? What's the tea?
All right, Jason, I'm going to call you in a few minutes real quick.
Okay.
All right, everybody, good night. Have a safe summer. Catch you guys on Monday and catch you guys in the room and stuff. Talk to you guys soon, and ta-ta. Bye-bye.